I'm going to do a little thing, an intro thing, and then we go. Here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Twitch.tv NVIDIA channel's Experience Points. My name is Scott Johnson. That's John Jagger. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm feeling nice and full and ready to play games.
Yeah. Got, what's your, okay, we talked about Taco Bell before the show, and those who are listening to the stream already heard this, but what is your go-to preferred combination of the seven same ingredients when you go to Taco Bell? What do you get?
It's a toss-up. I will just go down the menu and just name things that I see, because that menu is like, a memorial wall. It's just got so much stuff on it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
They have also Diablo sauce.
I like that you said toss up, because there's some double meaning there with Taco Bell. Yeah, they have Diablo sauce, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they call it Diablo?
Yeah, they call it Diablo.
No.
So hard not to go up there and say, and when they say, you know, would you like any sauce? Mm-hmm. Just look at them and go, yes, I'd like some Diablo sauce for my tacos.
I would actually pay you. I would pay you in tacos to have you go do that in front of me.
All right, maybe next time.
Next time we're together, yeah. If I'm in Phoenix sometime soon or anything, we'll figure it out.
We'll hit a Taco Bell.
Yeah. Good to have everybody back. Hello, chat room, and welcome. Don't forget, this first hour includes you calling in, sharing your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions on anything we're talking about or covering, or if you have something all new together you want to share, please do. 801-895-4724. That's 801-495-I-RAGE. And you can see the number right there on the screen, so I probably don't even have to tell you. So call in frequently, as much as you want, unless you're 13 and goofing off, then don't. But the rest of you, great. Although that kid that called again last week, he was fine. He was fine.
Yeah.
That was fine. I don't want a blanket statement that all 13-year-olds are up to no good. But there are a few. All right, let's get right into it. I would like you to now virtually meet the guy who spent 3,200 American U.S. dollars on Hearthstone packs in one night. Not over his career of playing the game. In one night.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Before I do that, though, we got Hammond on the line. Hammond, what's going on?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not bad. Thought I'd call in again. Say, next time when you get brave, and or not brave, when you want to fire up some Hearthstone, send me a request, and we can both suck together.
Yeah, there's been some talk about arranging a small tournament around this show and not including Dills in it, because he will destroy everyone. not because we don't like him, because we love him, but he would destroy us all. So probably not him, but you know, like some kind of listener thing, and we just do like a little round robin tournament and have some kind of giveaway at the end. I think that sounds like a real good time, don't you?
Yeah, that's as close as I get to any of these games that you play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of a desire, it's because of a time thing. It's hard for me to nail down 20 minutes to go through a couple rounds on Hearthstone, even on my iPad. It's
yeah,
busy.
Hearthstone is good for that kind of quick stuff if you can find it. I think Heroes is good for that stuff if you can find it, but Hearthstone even more so, because you can sit on the shitter and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nothing like poop tweets in Hearthstone.
Yeah, and my wife gives me crap for that. This brings up a point. I want to bring this up. My wife gives me heat for sitting there for too long, legs going numb, playing Hearthstone on the toilet. And I don't want to get her in trouble or anything, but she was on the toilet today reading some like ladies magazine for just as long. I could have won like two or three rounds in Hearthstone by the time she was done. So what's the difference? She got a magazine, I've got a video game. What's the difference?
She's learning something, quote unquote.
Is that what's happening? Yeah. We're all learning something. Hammond, take it easy, man. Let's play sometime.
All right.
See you later. Good man, that Hammond Chamberlain.
Yeah, he's all right.
So this guy. $3,200 he spent in one night on Hearthstone. Late Wednesday night, Reddit user Matt Cothorn. Oh, hi, honey. My wife showed up out of nowhere.
Oh, you got caught.
Yeah, it may have been busted. Did you hear me upstairs yelling that?
No,
oh, shoot. All right. Hey, enjoy your magazine. It's fine. It's not a problem. He bought 2,700 card packs all at once for a grand total cost of $3,400 exactly. I don't know why they said 3,200 in the headline and then made it more in the thing, but whatever. Hey, PC Gamer. go for the facts. His real name is Nick. He spent much more, he says, over time, but has spent a ton of this at once. He says he has no regrets, and he's a crazy person. 2,700 packs. Now, I don't know how old this kid is, or because he appears to be a kid in the photo I'm seeing, where his money train is coming from. Who's his sugar daddy? I don't know. Mom, dad, he's a genius. He ripped off an ATM. I don't know. But would you, under any circumstances, spend that kind of money on cards, fake cards?
I mean, I'm sure there is a point. If you could get me to a point of disposable income, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty tall order. I mean, like, at that point, how does he not just have every card in the game? Does he want, like, all golds or something?
Right.
I'm just not sure. I feel like I haven't put that much money into Hearthstone.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a ton of cards. I feel like I'm in a good place. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling very zen with mm-hmm. that game.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I'm right in the right place. In Heroes, I've spent probably a little more money than I expected. But it also still in a comfortable place. Nothing too crazy. But listen, if I was the son of one of Hall and Oates, let's say either Hall or Oates was my dad, okay? Just using them for an example, they got a lot of money from all their big hits in the 80s. Give me an example. What's one of their songs? I don't go for that.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think that's even the title. But anyway, let's say I'm his kid. My name is Junior Oates, okay?
Okay.
My dad's got a voluptuous mustache. I can't grow one
yet. Sound like a breakfast cereal.
Oh, voluptuous oats. Or what did I say? What would
Junior
I,
oats.
Oh, junior oats. Where did the word voluptuous... Oh, mustache. Okay. Shit.
Voluptuous oats is the second wife.
She'll take you for all you're worth. She'll eat you up. She'll spit you out. There's another song. There's a reference. Anyway, here's the deal. Let's say I'm that kid, and I just got an unlimited allowance. Well, yeah, of course. Why not? It's just money to them, right? They don't care. That's like nothing. That's like me spending, I don't know, $30 last week on a couple of video games. Big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good luck to him. May his spending in Hearthstone actually translate to winning games. That's the trick, I guess. And yeah, it doesn't say here what kind of player he is, but...
You know. I wonder if he just collects.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder.
Maybe that's the game for him.
It could be. It's a CCG. He's putting the CG in there.
Yeah.
Collectible. Right. Wait. Collectible card game. No, he's doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
What is the?
Well,
what
are you? No, he's just doing the CC.
Oh, the CC. Right. He's got the CC. The crowd control.
Yeah.
The cookies and cream. The cunnilingus and Captain America. All right.
Yep.
Chat room. If you have any thoughts about games that you spent too much money on, how much have you spent in a free to play game? What is the maximum you've let go? In any given time, 801-895-4724, 801-895-4724. How much cash have you spent, blown, excreted on a video? On a video game. I shouldn't say this while you're full of Taco Bell.
I know. I'm like, whew, that's going to be me later.
Yeah.
Can I confess to one, Scott?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am a lifetime subscriber to Star Trek Online.
Oh my gosh. 200 and what was it at the time?
I don't want to remember. Please don't.
It was like $300 or something. It was crazy. But it probably didn't seem crazy because at the time you thought, well, this game will never be free to play.
It didn't, except that I played so much during the alpha and the beta, and then when the game came out proper and I got it, I was like, oh yeah, I love this game.
Yeah.
I just stopped playing it.
Oh no. I don't like that. Okay, I got one.
Alright.
I bought a character for maximum price. So what, like $10 is the max you pay?
Yeah.
For in Heroes and haven't even tried the character. I just saw it and went, oh, I got to have that. And
I then need that.
I've never touched it.
Yeah.
I think it might be Sylvanas. Never.
Sylvanas is a pretty good character.
She is, but I've never pulled her out. I don't know what my deal is. I'm all Tassadar all the time now. I have bought entire video games, like the game itself, like some kind of Steam Impulse thing, and bought like a $50 game and then hardly touched it.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Oh, Steam is like a money pit for me.
Yeah.
My list of games is huge, and if you look at how much time I've put into them, it's embarrassing, because most of them haven't even played.
Well, lately I've been doing a lot of Steam stuff, so we'll talk about that later, and I'll show off one of them right here on the stream. So call in, tell us yours, you lazy jackasses. All right, Assassin's Creed Victory is actually going to be called Syndicate, and the official launch date thingy deal is the 12th. What's today? 9th. So later this week, we will hear exactly what the next Assassin's Creed is going to be. Now, we do know it's set in London, and now we believe it's set during the Industrial Revolution, which means kind of Peaky Blinders era, if you know what I'm talking about. Kind of smokestacks and... Oi! And what else?
Bowler hats.
That's it. Bowler hats. Thugs, sort of thugs with Cockney accents. Think
with the side of their hair shaved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which would
not the top.
Which would make this, correct me if I'm wrong, but this makes this the most close to modern day incarnation of the Assassin's Creed series we've had. Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's right. I mean, besides the like set in modern day flash stuff, but yeah.
They've got some credos emblazoned all over this thing, like strength through loyalty. Other messages like God save the queen, as well as the word rooks beside the grunge image of a bird. Grudge? Oh, crudge image? What's crudge? Crudge? What is that?
Crude.
Oh, what? Oh, why am I reading it with a G? Hey, Scott.
I don't know.
Why are you doing that? That's a terrible thing to do. Hold on.
I like the grunge image of a bird.
Yeah, it'd be all right. The UK still shows an image of a man with his crossed wrists, and in one hand, he's got a wee little cannon strapped to the other. A cane, rather, in one hand, and a little cannon in the other. Anyway, whatever. They have a lot to make up for with Unity. Unity was poo, and people were upset about it. The PC version had all kinds of problems at launch. I assume it's okay now. Still very steep specs for that thing, like it just about brought everybody to their knees, and some say unneedlessly. So I don't know what to expect from a new one, other than I like the setting, I like the time frame. And,
yeah, I really dig the setting a lot.
Yeah, so I'll give it a chance. But that means a lot of guns, man. It's going to be a gunpowder era for sure.
It's weird though, because when I played Black Flag, which is the last one that I played that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, last good one, we should say. Yep.
Yeah. The thing I kept finding is I loved everything about the game that was not Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Like sailing, being a pirate, doing piratey things, all good. Yeah. As soon as it was like Templars and Assassins, I just kind of checked out at that point.
Yeah, I got a little tired of the same missions over and over. I think that stuff was pretty repetitive in that game, but it was a big, huge improvement over 3, and thematically it was pretty interesting. And then Unity was just, what a sour pill that was to eat.
Yeah.
A sour pill to eat. That's right. Making up references as I go along. Esports is now officially in the dictionary, along things like bae and YOLO.
Ugh.
Don't forget the kind of shit we put in our dictionaries, guys. It's not all good.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know bae was in there. I still don't know what that means.
It's BAE, and it's short for babe. Now, usually, John, I don't want to go too crazy here, but
okay.
When I was young, shortening a word was usually because the word was long. So if the word was like, I don't know, I can't think of, radical, okay?
Yeah.
We would say rad, because that was a short form of it, and people knew what you meant, and it saved you from a bunch of syllables that weren't needed, right?
Right.
Bay has the exact number of syllables. In fact, all the same letters but one. It is as babe, which it's supposed to be short for. So what the kids do, this sounds so old guy, dude. I just realized as I'm saying it, I sound really old right now. It's just annoying, and I think most people know it. But if you got a boyfriend and you go, oh, my bae is coming over this weekend, that's the usage. And it's annoying, and I want to kill people when I hear it.
Can we... Okay, it might win me over if they ever re-release the movie Bae Pig in the City.
That'll do... P, that'll, I mean, how will he shorten that? That'll be do P Diddy. That'll do, he'll say.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be the coolest babe movie ever. Yeah. Sorry, bae movie ever. Yeah.
According to Time Magazine, let me give you the official word on this. The worst part is there's a company whose name is Bae Systems, and they're the number one Google result, and they must be irritated by this. Okay, here is a... I don't want to see this Vivo video. Here we go. Time Magazine says... Gives you a primer on what it means. Nope, that's a dumb website. Not reading that. Forget it. They're trying to be cool like the kids, and they're not. All right, forget it. Esports. But that's in there now. That, I think, could go in there. The word is described as this. Competitive tournaments of video games, especially among professional gamers, was added to the lexicon of dictionary.com earlier this week. It explains that its process of selecting new words is based on reviews of external sources as well as input from its users through both direct suggestions and search data. Let's see. Not every candidate makes the cut. We rely on research of traditional publications as well as technology like Corpus Research. In our case, we are currently using corpus, a corpus that has over 19 billion words. What the hell is a corpus? Hold on.
I don't know. It sounds like they're trying to self-promote. Use words that make you look up things in dictionary.com.
That's a good point. Hold on. We're going to find out now. Corpus, a collection of written text, especially the entire works of a particular author or body of writing on a particular subject. Or two, the main body or mass of a structure. So my gut is my corpus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or three, my undead character in World of Warcraft.
Corpus. Do you really have a guy named Corpus?
No, but that's a pretty good undead name.
Great name. Go register. Yeah, register all that. Hurry up, people. Anyway, esports is in there now, and I think it's fine. It's getting the recognition it needs, and it's fine. I don't care what we call it. There's going to be backlash on this eventually, or some people are going to say, well, look, it's like podcasts. Ah, you shouldn't have called them that. It was from a time when people downloaded these RSS feeds on their computers and then synced them to their iPods, and they called them podcasts because they were iPods. But now it's so different now, and phones and this and that. Too late. The word's part of our zeitgeist now. You just have to live with it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Hey, did you like Turok back in the day?
I did.
Old N64
really,
business?
Really did.
Okay, well, good, because I got good news for you. Turok the Dinosaur Hunter is getting a remake, and it looks like it will be coming to the PC. Let's see. The rumor emerged from a Tech Raptor interview with Samuel Villarreal, a level designer on Fear. Perseus Mandate. Is that a new game? Are they making a new Fear game? They must be. Perseus Mandate? I haven't heard of that.
No, that was...
Was that a DLC thing or something, or what was that?
Yeah, that sounds like it was maybe like an expansion or something. I think that came out. That sounds familiar.
Perseus Mandate.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a bad mandate.
Yeah, you don't want it.
I dated a man. It was terrible. Section 8 and Aliens Colonial Marines, who is rebuilding the obscure 1996 shooter Power Slave. Oh my gosh, remember Power Slave? I remember Power Slave. Power Slave was great. In it, he said he'd be working on an update to the N64 version of Turok before starting on Power Slave's redo, but put it off to the side for some reason. Then he got to the interesting bit, and that's the part I cut off. Bottom line is, if you want Turok, maybe it's being made. Watch Kickstarter is my guess. That's where it'll show up.
Yeah, as soon as I see Aliens Colonial Marines, it's kind of like a red flag that maybe I shouldn't get excited about anything.
801-895-4724. You slackers today. What's going on? Everyone's afraid to call. I've spent too much money on free-to-play games. I don't dare say it in public. You don't even have to use your name. You can call and say it's your bae, and I'll say fine. Wasteland 2. Did you play that game?
I never played Wasteland 2.
So I have it, and it was okay. It erred on the side of a little bit too much into the stats and the... acquiring and applying of points and the kind of stuff I feel like RPGs have gotten away from, and in some ways in a good way. I know there are probably plenty of people within the sound of my voice who like that old way, and they're not about to change that. To them, I say more power to you, but not as interesting to me. So I feel like I was doing a lot of math all the time and not playing it very much.
Right.
So not a huge fan of how it turned out. I think it was fine. And again, it's more me than anyone else that it didn't work for me. But there is a Game of the Year edition being announced, and it will be a free upgrade to me and anyone else who already purchased the game. So a bunch of extra stuff. They've ported the whole thing to Unity 5, so brand new engine, better textures, better stuff. That is interesting to me. So I'll check that out. And that was nice of them. Totally free upgrade to anyone who already owns it.
I like when people do that.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, honestly. So it's nice. It's consumer friendly, you might call it.
Yeah.
Game had a successful Kickstarter, sold well, reviewed well. Why not give back to those who love you most? Just take a moment to feel that in your heart. Star Wars Battlefront will not have iron sights. Okay, so this is a big question. I don't think the others did either, as my recollection of 1 and 2. Maybe they did. Did they?
I can't remember now. As soon as I read this, I was trying to figure that out if they did or not.
Well, let's do this. Did Battlefront 1 have iron sights? All right, Google. See what you got for me. No iron sights. We'll not have aiming down iron sights. Let's see. Okay, here we go. According to VG247, that stands for vagina 24/7, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Patrick, says there are no iron sights in Star Wars on the ordinary blasters, he said. You'll have scopes on some rifles, but there are no iron sights. Let's see. Added, not everything the developer did with Battlefield series will make the transition to Battlefront. Let's see. I'm just skipping down. Oh, yeah. It looks like the first two Battlefronts did not have aiming down the barrels.
I mean, to me, this is a story that this is just canon. If you've ever seen a stormtrooper try and hit anything, it's clear they don't have iron sights.
It's down by their hip, usually, anyway.
Yeah.
They're like, stop, halt, and then they die.
Yeah.
So if you're upset about that, don't know what to tell you. They're not doing it. Tough poo on a stick. World of Warcraft lost 3 million subscribers. People have to have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
Call on this one.
So.
3 million subscribers. Now, my first reaction was, oh, here we are in the pattern again. They have a big uptick with the new expansion, then things drop off. But it is significant number. I don't think, and Dills made a good point on the show the other day, on the instance, you can't look at this just as the drop. That's not the whole story. There's a bigger story here, and that bigger story is you had a meteoric increase in numbers at the launch of Warlords of Draenor, and you had a not even quite equal but similar drop in the last 3 months is what they're counting, or the first quarter of the year is what they're counting. It ends in March. In other words, the bigger the sudden uptick, I argue, the bigger the sudden drop. And it isn't some sign that all hell's breaking loose and that Blizzard's falling apart. What it means is, how do you put this? You know, you always hear the phrase long and steady, or long and steady. Hold on.
No, nobody's ever told me that phrase before.
How does it go?
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. You nailed it. The idea being that, you know, you're better to have a strong, slow uptick and really have, you know, have a firm foundation, because your drop's going to be a lot less drastic. That's been true of Warcraft's lifespan for the most part, but this is such a huge drop. You can kind of attribute it to 3 million or so people who came back and said, hey, I hear this new expansion's really rad. This is going to change everything, right? Right, right. And they get in, and about 2 weeks in, they're like, I'm not sure it's doing it for me. And they get out.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and boom. With the boost to 90 and all of that, they had a lot of ways for people to kind of get in, check it out, see what they thought about it. And, you know, there's a lot of people, it feels like every expansion, there's a lot of people that, you know, are there for the leveling experience and then kind of say, all right, I did it, I'm done.
Yep.
And the in-game doesn't hold much for them. I would make an argument that this is one of the less compelling end games of a WoW expansion. So it kind of makes sense that maybe people are dropping off a little bit at the end, because that first bit, that journey from 90 to 100, I loved. It was one of my favorite starts to an expansion ever.
Yeah, it was amazing. I don't have a single bad thing to say about any of that. But I would say that where we're at right now is Lulzville. And I'm not even sure it's all that lully from other expansions. I just think that you were asking for a big hairy drop after a big hairy increase. That's all.
Yep.
You know? Hairy increase. Private eye. All right. Let's see here. I've got I have a notion that maybe the phone line's busted, because somebody just texted me and said they couldn't get through. So I'm going to test it on my phone. If this goes through, then we know they're liars.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ah, damn it. Let's see if this works.
Hi, this is me.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Oh, sorry. I'm calling from Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas.
Right. Well, how come you're echoing? What's happening? What's happening?
Can you turn down your radio, please, sir?
I don't... Where? I gotta go. All right. He's not. He's off.
Perfect. That was a perfect simulation of a phone call.
Phone number works, you guys. Call it 801-895-4724. Yeah, slacker asses. I really want to know what people think about that. We talked about it at length on the instance, and I don't know. It's always like two camps. One's like, well, I'm really enjoying it. I don't know why people are leaving. And on the other extreme, it's, they're going down in flames. I need to fire everybody. Like some kind of complete freak show. Those guys I don't understand at all. First of all, if you don't like the game, why are you playing it? Or if you're not playing it, why are you talking about it? Like, what do you care if Blizzard does? If Blizzard has a big dip in WoW subscribership, why do people care? Other than, you know, there are interested parties who want to have a discussion about the economics of it. What does it actually mean? Can we predict things forward, moving forward and all that? That's interesting discussion. But just wanting to watch the world burn freaking Joker style? Not interested, man.
I think for me, it's interesting in two levels because right. I see it and I see it as from two different perspectives. You know, right now, I'm kind of not feeling where we're at with the expansion. So when you see the numbers drop, there's this element of like, you know, it's like seeing a ghost and being like, did anybody else see that? And then someone says, I did. And you feel better because they saw it too.
Right.
Same mentality there.
Yeah.
With, you know, seeing it, that subscribers are going down. Okay, I might not be the only one that thinks this expansion is a little iffy
weak
at this point.
Yeah, a little weak in the late game. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Power Pumpkins, formerly of U.S. Darkspear.
Oh, cool. Formally, you say. Maybe you're one of the 2 million or 3 million. Were you one of those people?
I am one of the 3 million.
So tell us your thoughts. What made you leave and what could get you go back, if anything at all?
Well, here was my situation. You know, I did all the content, loved it. I think this is probably one of the best expansions I've done. You know, of course, I still believe that BC was the best end-all expansion. Mm-hmm. I'm in that group as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this was great. There's only so much garrison stuff that I could do, and that seems like all I was doing. You know, I couldn't hook up with any of my old raid team, and it just did not work out for me.
So do you feel like what is it they'll do? Because this is what I think happens to a lot of players. I feel like they hear about a new expansion, they hear about the new content, they get excited about it. It's been a while. They come in, they do their next 10 levels or whatever. They experience the story, the initial content, maybe even first tier of raiding or something, and they kind of like ring that thing out as hard as they can up front, and then they just go away again. And at some point, this might be even okay to Blizzard, because if they're still hovering around 6.5 million to 7.5 million players on the subscription side, they still make a lot of money when people come back and buy a $39 expansion or $49, depending on when you do it. Maybe that's all they care about. They come, they get you for another 3 months of subscription, and they get you for the cost of the thing, and that's enough for them to justify to continue the kind of work or focus they put on the game. I don't necessarily see how that is necessarily a bad thing for them. Plus, they claim, it's important to note, they claim that other revenue sources have kind of worked out to make it even revenue-wise. Like, so they didn't lose a ton of money this quarter. They lost a bunch of users, but people buying mounts, people buying pets, people participating in other paid-for services have brought them more up to equal. So it doesn't feel like they're suffering that much from this. But as you as a player, if the next expansion gets announced here at next BlizzCon, you're probably going to come back at least for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, until I get sick of that one as well.
Right.
The same thing happened with Siege of Orgrimmar.
Sure. Oh, I did too.
I came back during Pandaria, and then Siege of Orgrimmar, you know, after a few months, I'm just like, wow, okay, burnout again.
No offense to my, thanks for your call, no offense to my raid team, which John is sometimes often a part of. They are not the reason I was bored with Siege of Orgrimmar. I was just freaking bored in there.
Right.
They're not the reason. I just thought the content was boring. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Scott. This is Paul from Texas.
Hello, Paul from Texas. What's up, man?
Well, the money you put into freemium games.
Yes, sir.
We really don't, me and my wife really don't do anything else. We don't really go to movies. We don't do anything. And I play Heyday. Or I did.
Mm-hmm.
I never spent more than about what a game would cost per month. And I've been playing that game for over a year. So you do the math, and the embarrassment shall overflow.
Did you call it Payday or Heyday? What game are we talking about?
It's Heyday. It's an iPad game.
Oh, okay. Oh, the farm. Deals. Yeah, you manage the farm deal thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting example because, I played that a lot too. And I don't know that I ever spent a dime on it though. But it did seem like one that if you were in, you were in for whatever and you were willing to spend the money. It sounds like that's what happened to you.
Well, and for a long time, you can get along fine without putting any money into the game. But, you know, then you need more space in your thing, but you can't because it's got stuff in it. And then you wind up buying diamonds to build bigger barn and bigger this. And, you know, just, I guess, like any other game where you have to buy, make more room for the stuff that you get to keep playing.
Yeah. Well, that's, and you make a good point about you've got entertainment dollars. You can decide where you want to spend those. If you're not going out to movies, if you're not spending on other things that, you know, maybe everyone else seems to be, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it in general. Like, free-to-play games, if you enjoy them and you find value in them, I say spend some money. Like, there's no shame in it. There's no, like, you're not breaking any kind of weird rules. You're not, like, less of a gamer. You're just spending your money where you want to spend it.
And the good news is that I've kind of shifted the money spending away from Heyday and into Heroes of the Storm. So mm-hmm. I got that going.
Yeah, I know. And that's an easy place to spend money. Trust me. Oh, man. The money the money flowing out of me. Thanks for your call. We got one more call here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ray from California.
Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? So, freemium games, right?
Yeah.
Well, some of the games that I play for freemium are just completely terrible.
Yeah, which is, give me an example. What do you think just sucks?
Well, for one instance, Team Fortress 2, I completely hated it.
That's a good example, or a good question, because that game was a paid, you know, you had to buy it to play it back in the day. Then they made it free to play, and then they started adding all this cosmetic stuff as kind of the way they monetized it. What about that process or that transition bugged you the most? What did you not like about it?
It was just, honestly, it was just everything. I just completely hated the game.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you wouldn't have liked that game even before they made all those changes, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I got the game, it was all right. I mean, it was pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But after a few updates, it just got really terrible.
Yeah. I mean, this is a problem. Part of it is that the games themselves... Well, thanks for your call, by the way. I'll give you this off the air. Part of the problem with this stuff isn't so much that they're free to play. It's that when they launch these things, the games themselves are, you know, like in the case of, let's say, I was thinking about reinstalling Old Republic today, which I can't believe I'm doing that.
Guess what? I just did that.
Oh, my gosh, really?
On the 4th, and I didn't do it because they were giving you a free droid for logging in on the 4th. It just, that happened to be the day everybody was talking Star Wars and the bug got me.
Well, this is why I'm doing it, because I heard I know they don't do the extra XP for story missions unless you're a subscriber, right? So you got to subscribe to get that. But that's pretty compelling. I can do the entire game and get like all this extra XP for just doing story missions and never touch a single side mission.
Yeah,
that's kind of compelling. You'll level real quick. You'll see the arguably the best parts of the game and get to the end game and have some fun. I don't know why I was compelled to load it up and just give it a shot. But a lot of my friends are also talking about it, which doesn't help.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There is something when a game goes from a premium, like this last caller was talking about, a premium experience. It goes from that to a freemium experience later. Something's lost in the translation. It may not even be anything tangible. Like, it's still the same game, and you play it the same way. Now you're just buying hats or whatever, in his example with Team Fortress. But there is something... There's a piece of its soul gets lost, if that's a way of describing it. And I don't know how you get around that. Either we have to just keep plugging away until this is such the norm that nobody thinks about it anymore. Or my current prediction is that we swing the other way, that we actually kind of go back to less premium, or less free-to-play games and more premium content, that games will stop being free on the App Store and start being $1.99 again. I think there's some backlash. And it's not that they aren't making money, that's not doing well, but I just predict a little bit. If it's not a complete swing back the other way, it's definitely a centering a bit, and some games will be like, you know, we're really better if we don't do it this way. Like we're gonna get better response, more fans, and more money if we are just straight up honest about this instead of making a game that you can't get past unless I throw a dollar at it every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know. Like, for example, Dungeolot 3. Did you ever play Dungeolot?
No.
So good. So good.
I never did.
Dungeolot 1 is one of the finest games on mobile ever made. Dungeolot 2, and it was like a $3 game. And I bought it without any hesitation. It was great. It was like this random dungeons, weird kind of minesweeper combined with like a roguelike thing where your little warrior man would have to kill stuff and go lower and lower in the dungeon. And it was great. Great game. Addicting as all hell. In fact, I can tell you right now, there are three or four Blizzard people whose that was their favorite mobile game. That tells you something. Guys on the WoW team, right? Two comes out, totally free to play, bunch of microtransactions, pissed everybody off. And it wasn't very fun. It lost part of its soul. And now three that they're working on, back to being a premium game. I think they learned a hard lesson. And I think a lot of developers are. So they'll always be the Candy Crushes and the freaking Temple Runs and all that stuff. But one day, I think we're going to be back to closer to center on some of these games. They're not going to all be free to play. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Oh, that guy.
Intimidated.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit.
You scared him right off. I think Hearthstone has done the best job of being a free-to-play game that I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think of any other examples better, and you're probably right. Or at the very least, it has so much soul it overrides the free-to-play element.
It doesn't beat you over the head with it. Yeah. And you feel like you can still do things even without having to throw money at it. And sure, the temptation is there. It certainly has one to, you know, oh, I could buy a card pack right now. But I don't feel like I'm getting hit by constant requests for fees. I mean, even Heroes of the Storm, I feel like, is not quite as good because I feel like the gold trickle that you get from that is so slow that you almost feel like you have to buy a couple heroes
I agree, but cards, you don't necessarily feel that way. Part of that is that the cards are so, it's such an RNG element that it's a huge risk to do anyway. Like, if you're going to buy cards, you don't know what you're going to get. You get right. A bunch of dust, I guess, and you can craft more stuff, but it's not quite the same as Thrall is $10. Do I want Thrall? Yes, I will purchase Thrall. It's a different buy. It's fascinating stuff. Also, gold. What'd you call it? Gold drip. Is that what you said?
Yeah, gold drip.
If you have that, it may be your prostate. You need to get that looked at.
Oh, okay.
If you have the gold drip, right. Yeah.
Thought it seemed normal, but okay.
Well, if it burns, go in.
Okay.
Kalthus, he's the new superstar. He's the Heroes of the Storm superstar, they're calling him. Also Joanna, although she's not going to be ready. But the very next hero you're going to get is Kalthus. He's the real butthole there over there at the Blood Elf Town. A significant boss in the BC era of the game. And is looking pretty sweet. I can't quite exactly tell what he's going to be like to play. And they haven't said whether he's an assassin, support, warrior, or anything yet. He looks like ranged assassin to me. It's my guess.
Yeah.
But his skins look cool, and I like his. What do you call it when you get a steampunk? But it wasn't. Oh, stormpunk. That's what they call it.
Stormpunk.
Yeah, looked cool.
Yeah, that does. I'm excited about him. Although I will say, I was all ready to go. I have 10,000 gold. I was like, I know that's what he's going to cost. I'll check him out as soon as he hits. Mm-hmm. And then they showed Joanna, and I think I might have to wait for her instead.
So for those not in the know, Joanna is a female crusader from Diablo. I am a little surprised how many females of the Diablo characters they have. I guess it's maybe even now, right? So you got, what's her name? Who's the barbarian? I forgot her name.
You got Sonya.
Sonya, that's the barbarian. You got her coming up here, Joanna coming up. You got Vala, so there's three ladies. On the men's side, one would assume Diablo is a man in the current incarnation, but technically in the lore, he's female now, right?
Right, but it's not that version of Diablo. It's Diablo 2 Diablo.
That's right. All right, so we'll count him as male. So you got three girls, you got male Diablo, male Tyrael, male Nazebo. I guess they're equal.
Male Asmodan.
Oh, Asmodan. Oh, they're beating them then.
But Nazebo, actually, there is a skin for both.
Oh, that's right. Or there is, or there will be.
There is.
Oh, which one? The clown one?
No, there's one where you can play as Lady Nazebo.
Really?
Yeah.
I checked that out when we play today. Weird. I didn't know that. Well, never mind then. They should do that with all of them. That'd be a cool thing. Make one of their skins be a dude or a lady.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm glad they went with the female Crusader because that's what I tend to play in Diablo 3.
And she looks really cool. Like, really cool. And her Roman soldier skin, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
that shield looks bigger than me. There you go. There's that. So that's coming. Oculus Rift coming first quarter of 2016. Looking forward to some VR. So that'll be that. The Vive will be out long before that. So hopefully, I don't know. This is going to be a weird year. I'm probably going to get a Vive at the end of the year, and we'll see if Valve can deliver on their Steam VR plans and whether or not that's a bad idea and that the Oculus was worth waiting for with all of its Facebookery attached to it. Yeah, I like him call them Zucker dollars, by the way. Zuckerbucks. Sorry, Zuckerbucks.
Zuckerbucks.
Yeah, Zuckerbucks. Finally, Goat Simulator has a new DLC announced. It is called Goat Z. It's out this week, and it's basically like a DayZ sort of approach, like survival, like zombie deal. But I'm not stupid, Goat Simulator. I know. I see what you did there with Goat Z.
I feel stupid because only when you said it just now did I get the double entendre on that.
Yeah, I'm. Oh gosh, there's. I don't type Goat Z wrong.
Don't search it. Goat whatever you do.
Z. Here we go. Yeah, we know what they're doing there. Come on. They have to have meant that, right? They had to. Had to be double meaning. It's not just me. Can't be just me. All right, chat room, here's what we're going to do now.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, I'm getting a Vive. No, a Vive. Is it Vive or Vive? I don't know. What do you call that thing that the HTC and Steam is making? What's that? What's the pronunciation? How to say HTC Vive.
I thought it was Vive.
I would have too.
Or is it supposed to be Vive?
Vive! I hope not. The Vive. You know what? Everything here says Vive. So
The Vive.
Put on the Vive and join me in a virtual land of Goat Z.
No, I won't.
All right, I'm going to switch some stuff around. I want you guys to see Dirt Rally real quick because before we start playing GTA, because I want you guys to see what's up with that thing. So hold on a second. I'm going to turn off and change some things. There we go. All right. I've been desperately wanting to show this off because I'm super, super into it. And I guess you'll have to see the stream on this because I don't have a way to show you. Unless you want to watch via the...
the Steam client?
The Steam client bullcrap that doesn't really work.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, we determined that wasn't very good, didn't we?
Yeah.
At least in its current.
I mean, we can give it a go. We can see how it works.
We can try it. I'm going to hit play here. Hold on. Thanks for your calls, by the way. More next week, you slackers. All right, so let's skip this. Let's get it in here. I need to add the game. Hold on just a second.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to let me watch.
Is it really? Oh, cool.
There we go. I can be like a really bad rally car director. I'll be telling you how to do everything well beyond when you need to. I'll be like, oh, left turn ahead.
That's exactly the guy that goes right turn. Small jump baby or whatever they say. Whoops.
Yeah, for when a baby's in the road and you have to kind of jump it.
For some reason, this is beta, or this is out, or I guess it's beta. It is wanting to do this windowed mode, and I have to change it every time. So give me just a second to fix that. Here we go. Graphics, video mode.
This is a pretty looking game.
It is a very pretty game. Brand new engine. If you played any of the previous... There we go. If you played any of the previous Dirt games, you'll note that they are very different than this, except for Dirt 1, maybe. Dirt 1 was very very much kind of true rally experience, very physics-based, very hard, very difficult. Some would say the Dark Souls of driving games. I'm not sure I'd call it that, but I would say that it is somewhat difficult compared to, you know, your standard racing fare.
Right.
So what I'm going to do... So I'm going to run this, and you guys can see a match. Now, are you watching me right now?
Yeah.
Wow, it's working. I'm amazed.
I mean, I don't know what the delay is like right now, but I am watching you.
So you start in the 1960s. You pick a, you buy cars in that era, and then you race these races. We're going to do the 1960s Open Championship, Angeles, Greece. I don't know where this is. It's sunny and it's clear. We're going to do this. Now, the whole point of this is to show you just kind of how this looks. It's hard to explain unless you drive and feel what I'm feeling, because what I feel is very... there's a bunch of stuff you can do, by the way. What is a shakedown, by the way? What the hell does that even mean?
A what? It
says enter a shakedown. I don't know what that would be.
When you rob a...
Someone should... Takes my wallet? Is that what it is?
Local business? You pull your car up in front of a local business? And
I mean, you say, look, pay me per month to protect you or I'll firebomb you on the weekend?
Yeah, something to that effect.
Well, it says I can enter three of them. It says three remaining. I have no idea what they are, but I'm going to hit enter race. Here comes my car. Look at this 60s business. You're probably seeing this a little late.
Yeah, I'm faster than the Twitch stream, but definitely slower than what you're doing.
All right, I'm going to race now. Now, I've got a guy talking to me the whole time. Hear him? Listen.
I'm the guy talking to you.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy going, left up, three left, five go, something thing, jumpy jumpy, whatever he says. He's great because he really helps me not die. Now, what you're not seeing here is how gingerly... Damn it.
Okay, feather it, Scott. Feather the throttle.
You have to feather the throttle. You've got to be very careful turning. Oof.
Yeah, you hit that wall.
Yeah, I hit a wall. I hit it in the past, but you're seeing it now. Okay, I did a nice little hug there. You don't want to floor it all the time or you're dead. If I go flying off the track, I can reset myself and come back, but it takes time off my run. I can also try to get back on my own and shave time off of that. But we'll just do this one run so people can get an idea. I love the feeling of road that makes me have to react. I love this sense of like, oh no, that turn's going to wipe me out. Oh shit, like that. Oof. You can go inside of this thing, so let's do some of this. Hold on. All right, so now front of the car, hood of the car, and of course, sort of in the car. Here we go. You'll like this. And the sounds change based on which view I'm in. So now this sounds like what it would sound like inside of the cab of the thing. Oh, I'm gonna perish. Don't mind me for a moment.
Oh, I like that sound thing.
Yeah, isn't that
cool?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right, here we go. The windshield and the car get more banged up and dirty as you go. Hyper realism. Damn it. Let's not do this. Later stages involve, you know what? I got to get out of this mode. I'm not used to being this far into the car. The further you get into the game, the more cars you unlock. So soon I'll be able to purchase and afford the 70s era cars, and then I'll be able to move up to the 80s era cars and so on. Oh geez, I've made a horrible error. And all the way up to modern day stuff. So they got 2015 era stuff in there, like Colin McRae kind of stuff and all that. We're going to turn into this turn. Ah, come on, Scott. I'm doing terrible. When you hit something and you see the screen flash, that indicates damage, like actual damage, which you can kind of check out with the camera. If you do enough of that, your car will stop working properly. You'll be swinging to the left and not meaning to. Your tire will blow, and you'll be grinding around on metal. So, like, lots of that kind of stuff. That was a good term, what I just did. This one coming up that you haven't seen yet, you'll like that. There's the crowd. Look at
them. I'll tell you, and I'll appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciated that.
Did you appreciate that? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
There's another one.
I'm trying to gain an appreciation for this crowd as well.
Yeah, the crowd's pretty good. They're a little stiff, but they're here to party.
They're mesmerized. I want to know what it's like to get to the racetrack as one of these people. Like,
I know, right? They have to helicopter you in, or I don't know what they do.
All right, you've got some good seats, I guess would be the term. You're going to have to hike for about 3 miles downhill.
All right, that didn't go well. Did you see what I did there? You will in a second. That was bad.
I think I'm just about to. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
But there's a feel to it. Oh, gosh, Scott. There's a feel to it that is very hard for me to describe, except that I love the feel of it, and I want to play it all the time because of it, and it makes me zen out. It's a zen experience. Now, talking about it while I play makes it actually kind of harder, and I kind of screw up more. But I get into this groove where I really feel the road. The car on the road just feels right to me. And I start kind of doing really well, and I'm, you know, I keep up with the pack, and I'm in the top three usually. I'm probably going to do seventh or eighth on this, but and I'm right now, at least as they have it set up. I don't know if they ever plan to do different, but they don't have any like head-to-head stuff in the game, so I can't like play you if I wanted to. At least not yet. I can play against you and your damn it, Scott. I can play against you and your scores. So I can see, oh, John Jagger did 5 seconds better than you, and I can try to beat it. There's a lot of that going on. But it's still very early access. It kind of came out of nowhere. People love the dirt games. I've loved them all. I think at least liked three. I really liked two. And I thought one was genius at the time. I feel like, oh, shit. I feel like, I'm going to die. Hold on. I'm about to hit this guy's car. One of my lights is out. I feel like they've gone back to basics here, and they're getting back to what makes this so much fun in the first place. Oof. And I can't wait to see where it goes! Damn it. The finish is right up here, and I totally fell out of my car. Or off my thing. All right.
I love watching the chat's response to your driving.
Sorry, guys. And that's the whole point, is that it's hard. Like, you can't just whip around corners and play this like you would. Look, seventh place. It's terrible. You can't just whip around. What time is it? I got time for one more. You can't just drive like an idiot or drive like an arcade game. You have to really think about your turns. You have to slow down. You have to use braking. You have to pay attention to what your kind of car you have. Cars feel totally different depending on what you're driving. If it's rear wheel, front wheel, all wheel, old car, new car, like all that stuff, right? It's morning and clear. In Angolis, Greece, we're now going to do the next track. We'll rip through this one real quick. I'll do better this time.
Okay.
Now, they didn't let me repair. Sometimes you get a repair break, and it takes time off your thing and costs money. Oh, there's a drone. Look for the drone coming up on your delay there.
Oh, I do. I see it.
You see that? Isn't that cool?
It's pretty cool, but isn't this supposed to be in the 60s?
Yeah, this is... Well, no. Oh, shit. I have nearly died. It is not set in the 60s.
Oh.
It's just you start out in the class, the car classes of the decades.
Oh my gosh, that is a strong bush.
Strong bush. Very strong bush. That was my nickname in high school when I wrestled. Strong bush.
Scotty Strong Bush?
Yeah, you don't want to know why.
Okay.
There's a secret as to why I was called that, and you don't want to know why. Oh. Okay, see, this is where things get real interesting at these turns. 60. Oh. Yep, I'm in the yard. Hold on. I don't want to bother these poor Grecian people. Okay.
For those in the chat who keep asking, this is Dirt Rally.
Dirt Rally, if this is the first time you've seen this. 60. It is currently $34, I want to say, on early access. It's pretty polished and clean. They've got a lot they want to add, like the uphill climb stuff. And again, this is very traditional rally. This isn't rally racing, necessarily. It's like rally... What do you even call it? There's like a word for this. I don't know what it's called. Like, I love rally, but I'm not actually into rally as a thing I follow, like I would football or something.
Right, I'm the same way.
Yeah, but I love what it is, and I love the idea of it. And I love just the idea that you're out in these really remote places, driving forever in dirt, and you got a guy next to you with a pad of paper going, left, turn, right, up the thing, jump, narrow down. Like, it's just something about it. And the way it just feels so not sloppy. It's not the right word. But this road is telling me what to do. Like, it's not... I don't get to be on a piece of asphalt like an F1 racer and just dominate. I have to pay attention to these holes and these twists and these dips. They all matter. And then how I'm using speed, braking, sliding, the car I'm using. Like, it's just so many factors. And this is the kind of I usually am not a simulation guy. Like, for almost anything. Like, if you want to do... I don't know. What's a good example? Here are the two kinds of racing games I like. There's Mario Kart on one end, right?
Yeah.
And then there's this on the other. And I love them both. And I don't know why. Like, everything in between. Don't really care for Need for Speed, Forza, freaking... Definitely don't like... what's the Sony one?
Gran Turismo.
Not a fan.
Where do you land on Burnout?
I actually quite like Burnout. so maybe I land okay on Burnout.
If they ever make Burnout ever again.
But Burnout's basically Mario Kart with cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it works for me. It's not bad that it is that, but I guess what I want is extreme arcade, or I want extreme realism, but I don't want the realism that isn't in the dirt. It's very specific.
You're into dirty realism.
I want dirty realism. That's right. I want Dirty Harry. I want this game. Oh, shit. I'm going to hurt myself. There we go. I'm actually doing okay this run. There was the snow levels before I got to this particular run. There was trouble for everyone involved. That was rough. But the engine looks really nice. I'm running at max everything on this GTX 980 is my card.
Yeah, I really like the moments where you will take a turn and you'll be able to see where you've been and you still see the dirt lingering up in the air.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
It looks real nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a great sense of environment. I don't really feel like I'm seeing a lot. I mean, the draw distance is great. I'm seeing mountains that are rendered and not crappy backdrops. Okay, we're almost to the finish line, folks. And I'm going off the edge. Come on, get out of there, Scott. Go, go, go. There you go, buddy.
That's how you celebrate the end of any race. Just drive right off the mountain.
Yep. You can also save. I don't have to do this. I can save without having to finish this entire event. I mean, I have to finish this track. But once I finish the track, I can save mid-event and then come back to it later. Which is nice, because I'm not a big... brakes on this car suck. You don't have to come start it over, which a lot of racing games make you do, so I like that. All right, so we're almost there. Final stretch. We've been going up a mountain, as you can tell. Not a lot of hairpins, and those I did have, I screwed up. But nothing feels better than, like, nailing a drift in this game because it's so hard to do. It just feels good.
Like, yeah, here, when you get a perfect turn around the corner.
Like this one. Nope. Shit. That didn't do it. Hold on. Okay. Come on, Scott. You kind of had it here, buddy. All right. Stage complete. How'd I do? 5 minutes, 4 seconds. That puts me at third place. That's actually not bad. That's a lot better than seventh where I was. And, you know, like any... See, look at the guy with the pad of paper over here. He's just checking it out.
He's way into it, too. He does not care what else is going on.
Which is kind of cool. So then it takes me to the next stage. Now, if I was going to finish this, I would. I'm not going to, but I'm currently in fourth overall. I'll get out. But I'm really, really happy with this, and I want people to play it because it's fun. I guess I have to actually continue before I can get out. Oh, here's where I could repair a vehicle. But instead, I'm going to save and exit. There we go. Now, it also has dailies, but I haven't figured out how to do those. Oh, online events. That's probably that. Let's just see that real quick. Getting online events from RaceNet. So they have a Dirt Rally Daily Live, which is, oh man, Pows, Wales, River, Seven Valley, Subaru Impreza 1995. That's a pretty new car. Or a weekly event, which is, and it tells you how much time you have, a day, 10 hours, 57 minutes. So I love this daily stuff. Dailies are great on any game, really. You know, just for poops and giggles, let's look at this real fast.
Okay, let's do it.
And then we're off. I'm going to do that right there. We got a Dirt 3 car, just to remember that Dirt 3 wasn't very good. Oh, I have a rash. Let me just mention that I have a rash.
Yeah. For a moment, I was waiting for the stream to catch up to see if maybe you meant on the car. I was like, no, that's an interesting choice.
This is bad. It's night and it's dark. Okay, well. Oh, see, this is a new car. This is like something that just came off the line in 95.
Oh, yeah, this is my favorite time to race on dangerous mountaintops.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night while it's raining.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we do. Yeah, so this is very exciting to me because I really want to... I'm going to progress through the game and get all the unlocks, but the idea that I can come in here... Okay. This is going really well. We're going to go ahead and pop onto the road if we can. Damn, I lost 4 seconds on that.
I'm watching the chaos right now.
Yeah, this is dark. I feel like I'm going to hit a zombie. I'm going to hit a goatsy.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Slender Man to, like, step out of the trees.
Whoa, there's a guy up there. Look like him. Okay, watch for that coming up.
Look for a Slender Man?
Yeah,
you got it.
You'll know it when you see him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right?
Just like by there. Himself.
What was creepy is he popped into my view right when you said it, so that was weird. All right, so we're gonna see if we can beat this. It's like a long one. Now. This might be too long. But there's that feeling of no control that I really like. Like
it's just completely gotten out of hand.
Yeah, like there's no way I'm going to recover, and then sometimes I do anyway, and it's just so satisfying. I get why people compare it to say oh, it's like Dark Souls but for cars. There is an element of shit. Hold on.
Yep. You know what? That's actually a perfect description of Dark Souls and why someone might compare something to Dark Souls.
Yeah, there's an element of shit. There's an element in there of like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do that corner, and then you do it enough times, you figure it out. So I totally get that, but I'm not really a Dark Souls guy, but I am a dirt guy, so take that, Dark Souls. Oh, shit. Okay.
I just like that collectively everybody in this whole scenario got together at like 10 o'clock at night and was like, what do you want to do? Go stand in the rain in the middle of nowhere and watch cars dangerously careen off jumps and corners?
They're into it, man.
Yeah.
Like, fail videos often focus on these kinds of events, I've noticed. People standing out in the middle of nowhere, suddenly a rally car comes around. Gosh dang it, dude. I'm going to lose a tire. I've lost a tire. Do you hear that?
Hold on. I'm about to... Oh, yeah. There it goes.
Here, I'll show you. Oh, gosh.
That sounds awful.
It's not going to go well.
I like that it puts a little check engine light on your speedometer there.
There's no... Oh, it does, doesn't it? All right, that's bad. You know what? There's no way I'm going to win this. It's too far to go. But I literally don't have a tire.
And I also like that these people are taking pictures as well.
Right, right.
They're like, look, he thinks he can drive with only three wheels.
Yeah, look at 95 Impreza go. Can't believe the Impreza's that old. Okay, get over. No, go over there. Go over there. Go over there. Get off. Get in. Okay, one of the side effects of a blown left tire is it's pulling me to the left. Or to the right. Jeez. See, like this right here, I'm drifting not on my own volition. So it's very punishing that way. Like, you don't actually get to just... Like, we're going to play GTA in a second. And the cars in there, if you wreck something or hurt something, you're still going to be the same. Like, you could be missing half your drivetrain. And you'd still move the same, right? Did I lose John?
No. Oh, you're there. I'm going to say yes.
All right, you're going to say yes. It's the same. GTA doesn't punish you that way. So in a minute here... Oh, gosh. In the minute here, we're going to see how different this is than GTA, and it's going to throw me off. I'm not going to be able to drive. You may have to drive.
All right. But after watching you drive for the past couple of minutes, that might be a good idea, Scott.
Yeah, fair point. All right, we're going to... I guess I'm halfway there. Should I just go all the way? Oh, shit! Hey, guys, guess how I think I'm going to do in the daily? I'm thinking this will be embarrassing, and all my friends will.
Oh, I just saw you get a 15-second penalty for killing a guy. It seems
I got another 12-second for killing myself. So,
oh, okay.
My headlights are broken, so I can't see. I just realized that's a real problem. Oh, gosh, maybe I want to be in the car on this one. Here we go. Let's do the front. This is like a VR experience. Shit. Another 13 seconds off. It's .13. It's not a full 13 seconds. I keep saying that. Okay, here we go.
If you keep doing these recovery penalties, it's going to be daytime by the time you finish the race.
You're not wrong. All right, I got to get the hood out at least. You know, Oh, my window's broken! Shit. That's simulation-y as hell. All right, I got to get out of the car.
I like that you are continuing to use the windshield wipers, however, you know.
Yeah, why not?
I completely can't get... shattered.
I'm completely stuck. Hold on. Recover vehicle. I had to manually do it. 15 seconds. I think both tires are out in the front. Hairpin turn. There's an HP turn. That's hair. See, when that tire's out, I can't turn worth a shite.
Oh my gosh.
Jack, I'm sorry. This is really bad.
But this seems like you were just intentionally trying to show off as much car damage as possible.
I really am not. I have a feeling, though, I've come this far, I got to see it through. But there will come a time if you do badly enough. My understanding is that you'll just, your car will die and you won't
win. An old farmer comes out with a shotgun.
Yeah. What the hell?
And,
I'd be, what the hell? Because he's
puts the car out of its misery.
I think we're in Sweden, right? Didn't they say Sweden?
I don't remember. I think that seems right.
Where do rally cars go if someone has to poop? Do they have to stop the side of the road or what?
In the woods. Rally cars go in the woods.
Oh, shit. What the hell was that? Did you see that? Oh, gosh. Yeah, both front tires are dead. All right, we got a hairpin turn. I promise when I do this again, when you guys aren't all watching, I'm going to focus and not screw it up. God, the tire's so jacking me up. Oh, my gosh. Hey, guess what? Blown tires don't let you climb up hills very well, turns out. Throwing that out there.
Everybody will have gone home by the time you get across.
All right, I'm almost there.
The only people there to be celebrating your victory are going to be the cleanup crews that are picking up all the yellow tape everywhere.
Right, and they just oh, wow. We may have a problem. I know where you just got.
And look at all the camera flashes that go along with it. Too. Everyone's like, "Ooh, what a spectacular crash!"
All right, we're going to go. Okay, it splits. What does that mean? Okay. Both my front tires are gone. I think one of the backs may be close.
When the road splits, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure, but there's no scenario where you make it out of this alive.
It's just kind of painful at this point. I probably should have quit midway. That's all right. We got it now. We're almost there. There's a jump. It thinks I'm going to hit a jump. There's no way I jump in the air on that.
It's just the entire bottom of the car falls out if you try.
It's like right now, it's like trying to maneuver oatmeal. Like it's so slippery because, oof, geez, because of the tires being out. And my whole front end is just a mess. I mean, look at that. Look at this thing, everybody. All right. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. Recover. Can I recover? I can't believe it's letting me go on.
Is that another tire that you ended up losing?
I think I lost another tire.
So you're down to one. I say go ahead and lose that last tire and just really balance everything out.
I'm going to get back up. Oh my gosh, I made it back up. No, I didn't. Ah, shit. Shit. Ah. All right. Hang in there. Sorry, you guys. This is so bad. Okay, we're on the final run, the final leg. Literally. My crew chief is going to be, damn it, Bill! Damn it.
He's too into his papers. He doesn't even know what's happening at this point. He's just like, man, this is a bumpy ride.
Yeah, he's not even... that's the funny thing, is he's not showing much emotion either way.
Yeah, he's left turn ahead.
Starting to wonder if Phil is a robot. I've hired a robot. Okay. I can't... This isn't me, guys. I can't turn with two metal tires. All right.
But whose fault is it that you have two metal tires? Well,
I'm blaming a clipboard man to my left here, to my right. Wherever he is. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Final leg. Finish line coming. Oh, I'm going to put a little brake on. There you go. Almost there. Almost there. Come on. Come on. Okay. Okay. Here we go. There they are. Can't even see my car. It's so mangled.
Yeah, I don't think you have headlights anymore, which would have been helpful, probably.
Oh, it only took 13 minutes, did it? Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, friends comparison. Wait, none of my friends, why aren't they listed? Oh, I guess they don't have the game.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, you beat Corey Willis, though.
Did I? Who's Corey Willis?
Well, I mean, you beat all of us. Oh, I don't know. That was the next person on the list.
I was hoping it would let me see, like, everybody, but it doesn't. All right, how do I get out?
I'm on that list somewhere. There I am.
It wants me to do a replay. Guess what I'm not doing? Guess what there's no way I'll do in all this world right now is replay that. Anyway, the game is really great. I think you guys would love it, and I think it's been totally worth it. And the career alone is just it's my bag of cheese. That did not go well, that race, though, as you can tell. All right, I'm going to exit this. You and I are going to fire up a little game. It's kind of popular, called Grand Theft Auto 3.
I've heard of that one.
We're going to play that for 45 minutes, and then it's Heroes time, like always, because that's the game that we love the most. Let's see. Gotta get my crap together here. All right, there we go. Whoo! That made me feel intense.
The Zen feeling you were talking about didn't come around that one?
No, not that one. The one before, yeah. I did all right there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, though. As bad as I was in the dark, that was mainly a problem of being in the dark and not being used to weather conditions and stuff like that. I like that 90s car. That felt good. Like there's a quality to that, you know?
That's a hard thing to jump right into. Night, raining.
Mm-hmm. Night Raining. You had it right with that.
Yeah, Night Raining.
They were so good in the 80s. Best hair metal band ever. Night Raining. Okay. Ugh. Get some water in me. A little more. Ooh! All right, chat room. We're getting to hots. Don't worry. We're going to do a little GTA first. I got to change some settings because it's a little slow. Oh, no. I'm at 1080p. That's good. Okay. Get out. Okay. We're going online. And yep, you've had some time to mess about. I have not at all. So I'm going to be your passenger, and we're going to go do some dirt.
Okay. A little bit. I figured out how to join missions with people. I did a mission with someone. That was pretty cool. I got a lot of money for doing the mission,
yeah.
And then it put me back in the world, and all the people that had done the mission with me were around the same place, and then everyone seemed to try to start wanting to kill each other because they knew they could take the other person's amount because they were carrying it on their person.
Right. That makes sense.
So I left the game. That's how I avoided getting robbed.
All right. Well, then, you know what? This is weird. It blacks out the chat room. When I run this game, I can't see what you're saying, people. I'm sorry. That was not my intention. Hey, Rockstar, maybe your loading times could be longer. It's always been true, hasn't it? Always GTA games, even on consoles, always slow.
Yeah.
It's like they're streaming in a bunch of data or something. I don't know what's happening. I knew the guy. It may not be the same guy now, but I knew a guy that used to do this panel art for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's really cool, I think.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that's, I guess, the one saving grace to the long load times is you at least get to see that stuff,
yeah,
which looks good.
It's cool art.
All right, I am in the world. Do you want to join me?
Yeah, how come I'm not in yet?
I don't know. I think I did start before you.
I should have been in by now. I feel like it's looping. It keeps changing screens. I'm looking at Trevor right now. With his cut here tattoo. Yeah, I may be in a loop. You know, you can make it. Oh no, here we go. Alert. There has been an error joining a session. Return to Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay. Weird.
Now it says I'm joining GTA Online. Did you send me an invite?
No. I think you should be able to just hit start, go to friends.
Okay.
Select me. And then it should give you the option to join me.
All right. Dude, why is Franklin in here? Franklin, this isn't online. All right, I'm just going to join friends. Are you sure you want to? Yeah. It's not only nighttime in Dirt Rally, it's nighttime in GTA land here.
Yeah. Is not it raining yet, though.
Is it night where you are?
Yeah.
Is the whole world on the same clock?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
That would be an interesting thought. If there's some weird thing where it detects what time it should be.
Joining GTA Online. This may be weird. I don't know what's going on. Oh, it found me. It's zooming in. I might be in the same terrible place I was when I would last left this game. All right, I'm in now. Let me go and see if I can join friends. Friends. Online. Am I in with you now?
Let me see. I don't see you on my map yet. Oh, wait, maybe I do. What's that?
Do you see me?
Yep, I see you.
So we're together.
I'll come get you.
All right.
Let me steal the car.
I'll be in the van. Find me in the van. See if I can find you, and I'll drive toward you, and we'll meet in the middle.
Stole his car. There's always a blue half circle around the friends.
I don't see any circles.
They show up typically like little dots on the map, but then there's a blue kind of half ring around it.
All right, I think I see you now.
I'm making my way over to where you were. I wasn't too far away.
I'm making my way in the world. Moving fast. Something. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's how that song goes.
Yep. Look out, hooker.
Okay, I see your circle on the map. Let's go down this road here. Yep.
I see you. We're on the same
heading
road.
Heading towards you.
Did you steal a car?
I did steal a car.
All right. Did any cops see you?
No. All right. Nobody knows.
You're driving. Let's go to a place where we can do some damage.
Okay.
All right.
So if you hit up on the direction pad, you can look at the job list. That populates when someone's requesting a job.
Is that another player requesting a job, or is that a character in the thing doing it?
Yeah, that's when another player requests it. So I think that's what people get a notice of when you go into like those blue icons. Like if we go over to this deathmatch one that's over here,
mm-hmm.
I think we can notify everybody that, hey, we're going into a deathmatch, and they can choose to join us if they want.
All right, let's give it a shot. This is, you know what? The other game did this. It's freaking Red Dead did this.
So I'm going to get
the same
in
kind of thing as Red Dead. Whoa.
Get on my phone.
That was weird.
Let's do just normal deathmatch. 25 kills.
Right. You're setting all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we got that. We'll go ahead and confirm the settings. And we'll do an auto invite. I don't know what that really means. Okay, there we go. We've already got some people in here.
Okay. Sorry.
One guy seems to have an IGN tag next to his name. I don't know what that means.
Oh, what if he's an IGN editor man? Or that could be their.
Maybe.
It's probably it's their clan or something.
Yeah, that'd be weird if they had their own icon in the game. You know, Rockstar was like, you know, we really want everybody to know that these people are from IGN.
The only downside I just realized of this is I don't think I've got guns worth crap right now. Does it give you guns? Lock weapons, forced and picked up. You don't have to go in with your own gun, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, we'll find out. It's fine.
I don't know if this is BYOG.
Bring your own
gun.
All right,
I'm gonna hit play because it apparently gives me that option.
All right.
Oh, I need more players to do deathmatch. So
do I have to ready up or anything? Okay, more people are joining.
Oh, okay, I see. So it's just saying invited at this point.
Yeah. Oh, this just makes me want a Red Dead sequel. That's all I want. Did you like Red Dead?
I loved Red Dead. That's one of my favorite games of all time.
To me, that was the game of the generation for me. For that whole 8-year console cycle. Freaking loved it. And the fact there was never a PC version still just sticks in my craw.
Yeah. That's no good. Let's see if it... Nope, still wants me to have more players before it'll...
Ghetto BP in the chat says that IGN crew has about 40,000 people, so it's a big public crew. So we're probably not... We shouldn't be surprised, I guess, that there's an IGN guy in here. How many people? It should be... I mean, 3-on-3 at work, right? I guess they haven't accepted the invitation.
Yeah, I think it's just saying they've been invited but haven't joined. Maybe nobody wants to do this. Maybe I pick the most unpopular event.
The least favorite?
Yeah, everybody hates it.
Well, you could... I guess there's no way to force these souls. We could exit this and try... What else is there? What other thing is there?
There's races. I know there's, like, heist-type things, because I've done it before, but...
Can we just go rob places? Or is that not a thing you can do in the game and earn money?
I think there's places you can rob.
Like, what if you were my wingman? You drop me off in front of a grocery store. I go in there, hold the guy up, take his money, and then the cops will come.
I like the sound of that.
All right,
let's do that.
Let's do that.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. I blame Hive, Halcyon, Nick Destar, and Black Phoenix. They're dicks.
Yeah.
Those guys are dicks.
If they accepted sooner, we wouldn't have been in this mess.
I'm going to say yes, quit this job.
They got rid of our car, so I guess we'll go this way and get another car.
There's our van's out there. You want to drive the van?
Yeah, let's...
You can drive.
Let's news team the van here.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Oh, right, prison break. Is a prison break? Prison break. Station half the team has to get a police cruiser. Oh, it disappeared. Never mind.
There's a quick job option.
Okay.
Where you can, but I don't know which one we would want to do. We'll drive around. We'll see if we can find a grocery store.
All right. I'm gonna rob some shit.
Got to take money to make money.
That's right. That's right. That's right. This is running better for me this week. Why is it so much faster? I changed something.
For some reason, the online runs way better for me than the regular game.
It seems like it should. Ooh. It seems like it should be the. Get your insurance papers out. We're going to have to talk to that guy. Oh, no, we're in GTA.
Never mind. We'll charge it to the station. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's fine.
It's a pretty game, isn't it? Look at you driving. Hey, you got a new suit, by the way.
Yeah, I'm in an all-white suit now because I got some money, so I'm loaded now.
I like it.
It's all been industrial. Maybe there's some...
You're going to the city?
Yeah.
That was an illegal term, but it's okay. We'll let that one slide.
Honk at him. It makes it okay.
Have you ever tried to drive like a normal person in this game?
Oh, it's unbearable.
It's so hard to do. I don't like it. It's not that you can't do it, but you realize in a virtual world you never want to do it.
Well, plus the AI in this game seems to be programmed to honk at you for existing.
Yeah.
So you'll be stopped at a red light and people will just honk at you nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, looks like maybe there's a store we can
rob
over here.
Let's go in here. This looks like a place. Park the news van right there. Oh, sorry, lady. Ooh, little...
That guy had a... I don't think any of these are stores we can go into.
I just want you to note the sign here. That says click levers.
Yeah, click levers.
But I get the feeling that C and L are a little... and I think that's a little phallic there at the mouse.
It's
just a
little
thought.
Too close.
Just a thought. I could be wrong. Are none of these buildings enterable?
No.
Porn crackers. I want to go rob the nail place. Damn it. None of these are good. Okay. All right.
No, none of these.
All right.
They need to make more buildings robbable. Did you just try to punch the news van?
News action 5.
Take
punch
out that.
The news van.
We don't need it.
Nope.
Look out. What are you doing on this side of the road?
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay. We got that restaurant over there.
Can we go into that?
I don't think so.
All right. I want to go in the Mega Mall. The Davis.
Oh, hey.
What
There's
we
a
got?
Player. Let's rob him.
Okay, go. Oh, yeah, he doesn't look like he can beat us in that car at all. What? How's he see-through like that?
He's got a transparent car. He's like Wonder Woman. Get in his car.
Now it's black. Now it's black.
Why
oh,
is
he
his
got
car
out.
See-through?
Why is the person see-through? Okay, get in his... I'm going to steal his car. I'm taking his car. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. You hit the news van.
Sorry.
Wait.
Thanks for the car, buddy.
Your thievery has driven you mad. You're not waiting.
Oh, yeah, no. You were. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were in the van still behind me. Okay. No, that's
I'm
good.
I'm not going to get in a van when you've got this. This car was transparent.
That's too funny. All right, we're going to go find someone to rob in this transparent beast. The Inferno, it's called. It's another Taco Bell reference.
Yeah, I'm feeling the Inferno right now. Yeah, we don't want that pole
Hold
there.
Hold on, I want to go. Oh, this is so different than driving that car in the game.
This is not an on-ramp, Scott.
Oh, I thought that I could get over to the mall here. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on here. All right. Oh. Okay. So,
yep. You know what? Turns out you drive exactly the same in GTA as you do in Rally.
I want to get over there. Can we get over there?
Over where?
To the big building. Oh! There Hello? It is. There's an entrance.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Someone's talking.
Johnny Woo!
Johnny Woo.
I don't know what that is.
It's a chance for people to be racist in this game. I love it.
That's...
All right, let's get
in.
Let's see if we can get in here.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know if we can.
We hate glass in this town.
All right.
Take his hat. Punch his hat. Punch him in the head.
Should I punch this guy? Oh.
Oh. Oh. Sorry.
Sorry.
I punched you.
Okay, how do I keep finding this guy?
Seeker,
okay.
Man. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Gosh, dang it. It makes you want to auto-target you.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to take a picture of us, Scott.
To kill him.
Don't.
Come on, let's cause real mayhem.
Nobody take pictures of us. What we're doing over here is private. You littered.
The police have been called.
Are you in passive mode?
This guy needs to shut up.
This guy's going to try it. Yeah.
What physics were at play there? Oh, wow.
Let's go to Michigan.
Curb stomping him. That's kind of terrible. All right, should we steal another car and...
Yeah, let's take this car.
Yeah, this looks much faster than the one we just had. Oh, cops are coming. Shite.
Yeah, get us out of here.
All right.
It's cripes, it's the fuzz.
Yeah, it's the fuzz. All right, we'll get out of here. We got this in this little commuter car. You know what? This car blows, so I'm going to suggest we go back. Can we go on a motorcycle together?
Okay, let's try. We got to try this.
All right, where is it? It's over here. Hold on.
Oh, bail out!
Bail! All right, try to hop on
hurry.
With me.
Hurry, the cops are coming.
Can you get on with me? Yes!
Yep.
All right.
What you Teamwork time.
What are you holding your wiener there? You're not even holding me. This is not going to go. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to get away from any of this.
I think you're trying to hit these people.
I might be aiming at them.
I send you invitation.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Again?
He really wants
want
to do something with us, though, I think.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I don't know where to go.
He wants to know if we have team speak.
Is he talking to us?
I don't know. Perhaps it's self-centered, but I assume they're all talking to me. All
right. Might be a little, but that's okay. I'm going to actually go where cops are.
Okay.
And really razz them. Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Here. Oh! I really wish I hadn't shot that cop right when you crashed into him.
Did you die?
Yeah, they shot me. I shot him right as you hit him, so they considered us a threat.
Well, Scott. Good news. They didn't kick you out of the server, or me either. So I don't know what changed there. But
We just got to find each other again. Oh, good. I found another motorcycle. I'm coming to get you.
All right, hurry up. I'm down in the... I'm in a terrible place with no access to vehicles. What happened here? Can I go up this hill? That's right. Climb that hill, baby. Oh.
There is a small parking lot around this area, and it makes it difficult to get to, but I'm trying to find a way.
All right. I'm over near where Franklin lives and his homeboys, his homes cheeses. You get up there? All right. Good job.
Oh. Okay, I am in a... I'm in a ditch.
Yeah, this is totally Franklin Town. What's that suit guy doing
Hello?
Here?
Hello? Team,
oh my gosh. There's some racist, there's some racist bullshit going on right now in that voiceover.
Okay.
All right, here I come. I see you. I'll meet you at the at the Hilton. Here we go.
My car is
okay. Oh, I see you.
I know, but no, this car. Fastest car in the whole
I don't understand why we can hear them.
Which car you used from yesterday, why not?
All right, we're going to, I'm not, this is not the car we want. We want what you have.
Okay.
So you stay where you're at.
I'm going to put my helmet on for safety.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, I set it up.
If you sit still on a motorcycle, you will
help you buy. It's called
put your helmet on.
That's amazing. Oh, train, not a good time to leap across that train track.
Let's do some train stunts.
All right, here we
you
go.
Ready?
Yep,
here,
go.
I'll show you.
All right, time for train stunts.
We should be able to beat it. Oh, look at us.
All right, good. You
okay,
got your helmet
ready,
on.
Ready, now jump. No, I don't know what we do. What do we do? Crisscross in front of it.
Hold on.
Oh,
all
look
right.
at us
yeah,
playing
now
with...
we feel cool. Let's play chicken with it.
All right, I don't know how you turn off these guys, but I'm trying to. I'm going to mute them while you're doing this. Can I just mute these people? Stats settings. Voice chat.
Do you know who I am, dude?
Yeah, the sooner the better. These are quality people.
Do I care?
Input voice chat mode. I'm just trying to see if there's a way to turn them off. Do you hear that guy? Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? My dad owns a dealership.
You know what? Instead, I want to hear them. I want to hear what dumb shit they say. Okay. Let's go okay. find some cops. Let's cause some mayhem. Let's kill some people in front of them. Whatever
We're
it takes.
We're in the rain.
You just did a wheelie. That was okay. impressive. How much?
Yeah. Let's see if we can do a front wheelie.
All right.
Yeah. Go to your phone.
Nope.
I'm a little impressed.
I'm going to blame rain or lack of ability. one of the two.
A little of both, maybe.
All right.
I'm going to do a cool camera.
There's
thing.
A prison break thing going on.
Is there?
Yeah, so if you hit up on the phone and select job list,
what am I holding?
There's an invite to prison break. You select that and then hit A to check. Let's see if we can both get in that.
Okay, I'm in. Wait, how do you say okay?
You have to go to Southern San Andreas.
I think you keep hitting A.
Red one.
Okay, it says I'm going in.
Yeah, it says I'm going in. It says I'm downloading.
Going in.
Oh, you know what? It says it's at players 404. So actually, no, don't launch the session.
Are you
I don't want to be in. You're not in there.
What are you in there doing? Is it fighting? I might be in it.
It says a prison break of some kind.
I'm in it. Oh, I'm not with you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that. Hold on.
It's launching session.
I'm going to quit. Once you go to select your person, you can quit, it looks like.
All right. Prison break. Oh, it's doing story time. Oh, gosh. I can't get out.
You're going to be you're going to be trapped forever now.
I can't get
now
out.
You got to go break people out of prison. Oh, geez, it is doing story time for you.
It really is, and I can't get out of it. It's doing a heist thing. And you know why? Because it's tutorialing me on this, and I've never done one before. That's why.
It dropped me right in front of a tank.
look around. Is it Tiananmen Square, or where are you right now?
I dropped in the middle of the road, and there was a tank aimed right at me.
This is annoying. Why is that? I did ready up. I'm getting yelled at. So these are objective-based... yeah, I kind of get what they're doing here, but I haven't done one of these yet. Except in the game. I've done, you know, like the game ones, the single-player story stuff. I can't get out. It won't let me skip any of this stuff.
That's really odd that it locks you in that much.
Especially when these other players... Okay, here we go. Quit. Thank you.
You're missing anarchy out here, Scott.
Maybe it'll plop me down where you are. Southern SA Super Autos updated? What is this? Southern San Andreas Super Autos.com. Okay. Who knows? This is chaos. It's chaos. Prison Break's second highest. Haven't gotten there yet. Been busy. So that's why it's showing me the toot. The toot tutorial. That's what I call him, is the toot.
Nobody will fucking join it.
Oh, hello.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I fell in a pool.
Okay, I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
See if you can select me to join session. No, I see you.
I mean,
okay.
You know, in a perfect world, they would actually let you.
If you go to your map, there is a giant red tank, and I am just north of it.
All right,
it's north of you. Oh no, the tank just disappeared.
What?
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, anymore. I see the tank. Here, I'll head over there.
I think it might have removed me from the server again for some reason.
What?
Because now I'm not seeing any players anymore.
Why is that? That is a bug.
I wonder if it's a me thing or if it's a game thing.
Jesus. I've been
I'm gonna try joining you though. We'll see how that goes.
I've been shot by a steel.
I was supposed to be in a heist. What the hell happened?
Yeah. See, these guys are complaining of the same thing, getting kicked out of stuff. I have a feeling it's a little half-baked, this online stuff. Like, it's not done. You know?
Yeah, it seems a little weird. Like, I find it strange that there'll be all this stuff going on, and then all of a sudden just, bloop, we dropped you right out. It's a fun game. It just seems like it might be a little unstable.
Yeah, there's a stability problem. But I'm sure they'll get it worked out. Next time we play it, maybe what we'll do is oh, come here, cart. That's a nice cart. Oh, shit. I was just tanked.
Oh, you found the tank, huh?
Yeah, he found me more like. All right, well, that probably is best we're going to get, I guess. If it's going to keep kicking us out, that's no good. I don't know how to get around that.
The only thing we could do is do, like, just us, but I don't think that's fun, because you kind of got to have that random element.
Right.
I think.
I think that's what makes it fun, right? You want to
be
able to...
Yeah, I think if it was just you and me... I mean, there's something to be said for that. Sure, we can get into dumb fun, but
right.
I don't think it's as fun as, you know, a world where people can ride tanks around. Are you just randomly punching people right now?
I am. I'm trying to get a cop. Oh, tank. Shit. Somebody named Titanium Crow is rolling through town in a tank just destroying everything.
How odd that his name is awfully fitting.
Titanium, what was it again? What did I say it was? Titanium Tank?
Titanium Crow?
Oh, Crow, that was it. If it was Titanium Tank, it would have been too on the nose.
Yeah, then I would have thought he was cheating.
Yeah. All right, come here, car. Let me in. So you're not in here at all?
It booted me out. I tried to join, then it said the session was no longer... It says you're no longer in the session that you're in that I'm trying to join. Right. So I don't know what that means.
I don't like it is what I know, for sure. Drive for a minute. I see the tanks coming again. Damn it.
Did the tank find you?
Yeah, I don't understand how he gets a tank. How does he get a tank?
Communism.
Socialist pig agenda. Why am I... Oh, shit.
I wonder if you can join my game, if you select me from the friends list, if it'll let you join me now.
Okay, I'm trying. Reverend Dawn. Join game. Okay.
While you do that, I'm going to get a car.
It's going to make the attempt, and if it works, then we'll go for it. If it doesn't work, or if one of us gets kicked, Heroes of the Storm! All right, I'm here. I've got a van again.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's take a look at the map. Where are you?
Oh, I see where you're at. I'm heading to you. I got an awesome car.
All right. Is it speedy?
Yeah, I shot out the window.
Oh, I see you on your way. Oh, you went a weird way, so I'm going to go that way. Apparently, they love throwing those. Sorry, lady. People are so unconcerned about their cars. Oh, what is this? Crooked cop mission. Do you have any idea what the crooked cop mission is?
I'm not sure.
All right, heading your way. hugs. And
oh, I see you. There's your sweet news van.
Yeah, I'm stopping the Los Santos Transit. Where are you?
Oh, I'm right behind you.
Car. That's a great car. All right, heading in.
Yeah, it's mostly new. I only crashed it once on the way here.
It's based on the new. It's based on the new Corvette, is it? I know all the cars in here are kind of based on real cars. I'm not sure though. Maybe Camaro. I don't know.
All right. Oh, let's see what we can do here. All right.
What trouble can we get in?
I'm a great driver. Like Rain Man.
You're a good driver.
I'm a good driver.
Gotta watch Wapner. Great. I still think this game should let me walk into any building I see.
Yeah, I am all for that. This building looks awesome.
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
We should go to the boonies.
All right, let's go out to
let's
where.
Let's go on a road trip.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to navigate here for a moment, so I'm going to just stop the car in the middle of the road.
All right, that's lawful.
I'm going to select this store. I found a store on the map, so we're going to go there.
Okay.
All right, road trip time.
All right, let's go. See if we can see what we can see.
Does it let you control the radio while I'm driving?
I don't know. It lets me look at you from inside the car. Oh, look at you. You're like a real suave dude.
Yeah, you can take a selfie inside the car.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Someone with the phone?
Yeah, up on the phone, and then you pick the camera.
Oh, it does let me do the radio, so I'm going to change it to... You want some country?
Yeah, we're going out to the country. I think it's fitting.
Okay, we're going to go country. Rebel Radio. Yeehaw. All right, when you get out of the car, there we go. All right,
we're cruising. We'll be there before anybody else.
Going to the country, going to eat a lot of peaches. Woo, look out, buddy.
I'm always
road.
Tempted to just bump motorcyclists in this game.
Just like off to the side, like a little road rash style kind of thing?
Yeah,
I can see that.
Whoa. How did it affect us more than him?
I don't know. That seemed wrong.
We recovered. We're fine.
All right. So this takes us... I'm just looking at the map. You are going to... Oh, yeah, way out in the country. This is where, there's, let's see, just looking at some of the stuff. So it's racing. You know, I don't really care to race.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've never liked racing in GTA.
So this capture thing, let's see what this is. Team spawn on their own side. Each objective bags are in the center of each. You know what? It's like they just said, guys, let's just do what we did with Red Dead and make it bigger. Because this is the same objective stuff. Ooh, you have scratched up the side of your car. It's an otherwise beautiful piece of...
It's all right. It's my dad's.
All right. This reminds me of home. These mountains are just like the mountains. All right.
The building has a giant sign on the front that says entrance.
Can we go into that?
I don't know. We can find out.
All right.
It might be too late.
This building up here, the Union whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, you passed it, you mean?
Yeah, I think we're too far.
All right, you're fine.
We'd have to go back around. I'm looking for a...
Here's one. Oh, you passed it. It's a U-turn.
We're going too fast.
There's another one.
It's uncontrollable.
Here comes another one.
I'm looking for a small convenience store just on the side of the road.
I thought you were looking for a turnoff. You're passing... Oh, there's another... Okay, all right.
There's one.
Oh, there's one. There's another one.
There's one.
All right, you want a small, off-the-road convenience store. Got it.
We're out in the mountains. It's a good place to be.
Oh, my gosh, that thing you're hitting. It's making my controller move.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
For the people who fall asleep on the road. Oh, what's that?
That worked on me once.
Did it really?
Dozing off on my way to L.A., and I hit those and freaked me out. So it woke me up. I don't see roadside anything out here.
Right,
here we go. Here we go.
Let's see if we can rob this place.
All right. Yeah. Oh,
okay, you go in and rob it.
Here at the 24/7.
I'll have the car ready to go.
Okay. All right, here we go. Going in. Wait, do I have a gun? Yeah, I do have a shotgun.
Yep, totally got a gun.
There we go. Are you kidding me?
Get the cash. Get the cash.
Should I shoot him? Yeah, he's going to call the... Yeah, give me the cash. Give me the cash, buddy.
Get the cash.
What's he doing? Okay, put it in the bag. Put it in the bag! Okay, you're not doing anything. You're just putting air in the bag. This is fake. Okay, give me the bag. You won't get away with these. Okay, thank you. I'm going to kill you anyway.
Oh, man, brutal.
All right, he's down.
Oh, my gosh, he shot
down.
Him.
I got the money. All right, you got the getaway van ready?
Yep, we're ready. Hold on. They after you?
Nothing's happening yet. Oh, cops are coming down the freeway. Get the H out of here. Yeah, here they come. All right, let's go find our next victim. Going right back there.
Yeah.
That was great. That was exhilarating.
We did it. Hold on. We haven't evaded the cops yet, but we technically did it to some degree.
Yeah, to some degree. We are Thelma and Louise. Look for a cliff to drive off. All right, so... Oh, there's the news van over there again. Weird. All right, so let's find another one of those. That was...
Oh,
shite. Okay.
Shoot him.
Oh, shoot him. Yeah, I can help. I can help. Hold on. You know what? I need the mouse and keyboard for this.
Ooh,
they have a big police van.
I think they might have hit the tire.
Okay, there's a helicopter.
Oh my gosh, they're really mad at us. Oh!
Shite.
Duck down! Duck down!
Wait, how do you...
We don't have any tires.
We don't have any tires at all?
We might have one.
Okay, go find another car and we'll jump out and get it. Oh, shit.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. We got one tire.
Cop down.
It is really hard to drive with only one tire.
All right. Go find a anything. Oh, so many fans. Oh, shit. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get out. Okay,
they got me.
I'm getting in here. Oh, you're dead?
Yeah, they got me.
Oh, my gosh. Go around. Get in.
Oh, I respawned.
Where are you?
I'm not far.
Oh, he killed me.
I see you.
See, there's fun to be had, dude. Even if it's just dicking around, there's fun to be had.
I wonder if this cop is going to be mad that I'm walking around with a gun out.
Probably. Oh, there's
more. I like that we can go to the scene of our own crime.
Yeah, let's
go
over there. Wait. I want to see. Yeah, here's the crime. All right.
What happened over here?
Oh, gosh. You guys, what happened? Is everything
what's
okay?
What's the situation? This looks bad. Wow, what happened to this car?
Watch this. Go, run. Push the gun. Oh, I died already.
I was going to help you, but I got hit by a civilian.
That was amazing. I'm coming back that way because I want to try that again, but I want to actually get away with it. Oh, look, there are people running in.
They run over and pick up the cash off the dead bodies.
Who did? The cops?
The police.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Does that mean we lost all our money?
I picked up some.
Hey, your gun's out.
Yeah. Okay, I walk around with my gun out because that's how I roll.
This cop is dead. Okay, watch this. See ya, suckers. Okay, where do I pick you up? I'll pick you up.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right, are you behind me?
I'm behind you.
Are you in a car?
No, I'm on foot.
Okay, hold on.
Are they after you?
Yes.
Oh.
Hang on. Hop in real fast. I'm ducking down. Hurry up, pimp. Get in. All right, get in. Oh, my gosh, you had to throw the dead cop out. Oh, my gosh. All right, we're running. We're going. Keep your head down.
I shot one of the cops.
All right, we have their vehicle now. Now who's the boss? Do we have radio?
We're missing a tire.
Oh, shit.
There's a theme today, and it's...
Are we missing a tire on this for real? Oh,
yeah.
We totally are. Dang it.
Oh, go to the right.
Where? Over here?
There's a ski lift.
Where?
I think I get away over there.
Wait. Oh, I hit a thing.
Abandon.
Wait.
Abandon
no,
the car.
Wait.
This way, Scott.
Wait, up here?
Yeah.
Okay, abandoned car. Okay, get up, Scott. Get up. They'll never know it was you. Get up.
Oh, my gosh.
Get up.
They're really mad at us, Scott.
Yeah, they're really mad. This is level three.
They think we've done bad things.
All right, run up this thing. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to bowl you over. All right, what do we do?
There's nowhere to go. Where's the thing? Oh, it's out here. Okay. It's out here.
All right.
Okay. We've got to wait for it to come down from the mountain.
Wait, so. Where are you?
Oh, right here.
Okay.
Hang back.
Okay. Where does it come?
It comes down this line here.
I feel like they know we're here.
They might know we're here. I hear a lot of shooting.
Oh my gosh, we're going to die. Put your hands in the air.
I'm sure it's coming down the mountain any minute.
It keeps making...
Oh, here comes somebody.
I shot him up the ass. Hold on.
Got him.
All right, good job. Get more ammo. You know what? This is when I should be doing the first person.
We should probably be taking cover, but whatever. Oh, I do have a shotgun. I should be using the shotgun. Don't shoot me.
I won't. I'm not auto-locking anymore because I'm in first-person computer mode here. In fact, it won't even let me aim at you. It makes you pull it down now. No, it doesn't. I can shoot you if I wanted. I feel like we're dead. Yeah. Oh, what is that? A helicopter? What's happening?
Yeah, there's a helicopter out there.
How long do you wait for this thing? Do you have to push a button?
I don't know. It had to go all the way up a mountain.
Did you see it go?
I've been on it before.
Oh, you've been on this. All right. So it's a thing. It's a working thing.
It does work. I don't know if it works in multiplayer. It should.
I really want to get on that.
I really want to get on it, too. Uh-huh. I feel like it's the perfect way to escape our crime. Oh, don't go over there. They'll shoot you.
Where? Oh, yeah.
They'll shoot you. Oh, there's a guy in here. Oh, they shot me. I'm dead.
Dead? Oh, no way. Okay, tell me where you are and I'll run out and try to survive.
Hold on. I'll come to you because they're not after me right now. All right,
yeah.
Come it starts me like right down here.
All right, come into the... I see you down there. Come in the... Oh, shit. I got me.
That's okay. You'll restart. They won't be mad at us. We can wait right. for the thing.
I won't
peace.
Look anything like the dead suspect up in the building.
Yeah. All right. Hey, guys, what happened here? I just wanted to go to the ski lodge.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you? Okay, that way.
I found cash on the ground, apparently. Oh, man, now I accidentally walked into a cop, and now he's pissed at me.
Because you just walked into him?
Yeah, I just walked into him.
They're feeling a little sensitive. Oh, there are cars everywhere out here. Wow.
They are trying to shoot me because I walked into him.
There's news vans here. Dude, this was a big story. We're going to be on the 11 o'clock news. All right, I'm going to come up and find you. They're not after me at the moment. Don't walk into him. Or you already did.
Yeah, I walked in. All
right. Don't worry.
You know, maybe this thing isn't coming down.
I have a feeling it isn't coming down. But I'm going to come up there and see you. Hold on. This will be our last stand, our Thelma and Louise moment. I see the dead cops. There we are. Yeah, I don't think that's coming down. Are they mad at you now? Are you on the hotline to...
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, hold on. He's bleeding. These cops are swearing at me. Do I even have a gun? Will they...
This is our last stand, Scott.
All right.
Let's see if we can take out the helicopter.
I don't have the weaponage for it.
With a pistol.
This is what you need cheats for. Who are they firing at? You or me? You. Okay.
Me. They're mad at me. I was shooting at the helicopter.
I'm going to take one of their cop cars. They're not going to be happy about this. All right. I've stolen a cop car. It is to deflect attention from them to you, to me. Damn it.
I want to take out this helicopter so bad.
All right. I'm off to the desert. Oh.
They're all right behind me. Oh, they got me.
I'm in the lake.
That was a good distraction, Scott.
That didn't go well. What is the point of this?
I've stolen the cop car, too. I'm coming to you.
All right. Come on down. I'm on the lakeside. Oh, there you are. There you are. You were hurtling at me. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I'm coming. Okay. I'm getting in. Okay, like the wind, bullseye.
duck.
All right. Yeah! All right.
I love this mellow escape music, too. All right, we should have our true Thelma and Louise moment. What is the cop doing up there?
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. I have a feeling he spawned there, like, the computer. Okay, yeah, go up there. There's our Thelma and Louise cliff. This is it. Oh, no.
I'm stuck.
No. Turn around. Can you back up?
Yeah,
okay,
hold on.
Okay.
We're going to have to come at this from a different angle.
All right,
one
moment. Oh, don't go in the water. I learned that firsthand.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Yep, drift on sand.
This is great. This is it. Good job. Deftly maneuvered. Okay, you've done it again. We're going up the cliff. Get out of our way, Popo. Keep your head down. Okay. This is it. Go! This is it! Thelma, hold my hand! This is it! Yeah! Chocolate is right, chat room. Chocolate. Oh, we're sinking. Are we going to die in here?
Just hang out inside the car. Oh, take a selfie. Oh, it doesn't work.
We're in. The lights are still on. The radio doesn't work. Oh, the cops are leaving. And we're about to die. Oh, swim up. I'm dead. That is the perfect way to end GTA 5 today, everybody. That was amazing. That was seriously one of my favorite moments in video games just now. Unbelievable.
That was great.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That was great. We are now going to fire up Heroes and do our final hour like we always do with my favorite game of the moment, which is Heroes of the Storm. I think I'm going to pull Tassadar out, blow him off a little
really?
Bit. Yeah, I think so. Are you sure we want to quit? Yes. Wow. That was pretty fun.
That was great.
My favorite mod in GTA is pissing off the cops.
Yep.
Good Lord. Okay, so let's get out of that there, and let's get into this here. Those who've been with us the whole time, thank you for being a part of it. Oh, what's going on? That's weird. It's Heroes time. Let's do this. And I know we're going to have enough people. We always do. We always do. Pulling it in, making it happen.
If I play as an assassin hero, I will complete a quest.
Oh.
So I might have to do that.
That seems all right.
We'll see. We'll see what everybody wants to be.
That was amazing. That was totally the end of that movie.
Yeah.
A big line of cops chasing us off a cliff, except we saw the end. We know how it ended.
Yeah, they land safely in the water, then slowly sink and check to see if they can take a selfie.
Unbelievable. All right, I'm going to invite you. John Jagger.
I'm going to accept.
Let's do Woohoo Goo.
Woohoo Goo.
Let's do Al the Mage.
Let's get Al the Mage in here.
And then I got one slot for Gorgath. Gorath. I don't see him on, though. Gorath, you in here, buddy? He really wanted to be in. Oh. Gorath has entered the Nexus. I like our chances. All right, that looks pretty good. Who are we missing? Wait.
Hokuto.
Oh, I don't have Hokuto in here. Who we got to boot? We got to boot somebody. Oh, Wahugu, I hate booting you, but I got to.
Bye, Wahugu.
I'm sorry, man. I like Wahugu.
Wahugu's great.
I promised Eric a slot. I forgot. Hold on. I feel bad.
Poor right, Wahugu.
Coming in.
I don't know if this is who I'm going to play, so I probably shouldn't go off of who I have selected currently.
Benjamin Bumhofer.
Hello.
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
You don't get enough of this chucklehead, so...
Unfortunately, I don't know what I'm doing here. I just kind of show up, and it's like, oh, God, it's John again.
Yep.
That's right. You can't escape me. Ben Sylvanas. Let's go Thrall.
He's around on Skype, but we'll try.
Oh, my God. Scott's going to the Church of Tassadar?
Scott's going to the Church of Tassadar.
I'm really enjoying him, like, a lot. And we'll see what the makeup is here. Well, you have Thrall, so we're...
unfortunately, I don't know what I'm doing here. I just kind of show up. And
oh, I hear someone's got the stream on.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going, man?
It's going well. How are you guys?
Good.
Or should I sell Thelma and Louise?
Did you see that, dude? It was amazing.
Yeah, I joined. I saw the last part where you guys drove off the cliff.
It was
there.
Great.
It kind of reminded me of the, what's the game we played? Oh, Red Dead Redemption, where we got in the wagon. And
it drove off into the river? Yeah, it was amazing.
No, you drove us off a cliff.
Or off a cliff, yeah. But see, that's the whole point, is I feel like this. All they've done here is they've just added all that cool stuff that was in that game. What I really want is that game again. I cannot wait for that game. All right, where are we at? Quick match. Players ready. Hi, is Gorath?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Gorath's here. That means we were probably going to win before, but now we're really going to win. That's
what
that means.
Well, we're just going to try and have fun, and that way we're always winners.
That's right. Everyone wins. I see we have Abathur with us.
Yep.
Are you really enjoying Abathur these days?
I do like Abathur. I like to do the backdoor Abathur where I'm taking down a whole lane without anybody knowing it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big surprise.
I'm gonna single out that audio that said I like a good. What did you say? I like a good backdoor Abathur. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I like it. I'm intimidated to play him. I just don't feel at all like I would know what to do. So.
No, he's fun. It's definitely a different way to play, but I really enjoy him.
It's almost like a new game, right? Like a different kind of game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to warn everybody. I have approximately 2 games worth of experience with Mirrodin, so this could potentially go very badly.
Well, if you want, we can always swap next round. I'll do Mirrodin, you can do Sylvanas.
Those 2 games were a practice match, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna miss your misplaced walls when you were playing Tassadar the other day.
Yeah, I will not be. I will not be specking in the wall.
So, no,
I will not. Because I'm terrible at it.
The wall saved our butt in the game we played yesterday. We took on the folks from Triple T.
Yeah.
The wall saved us. Got us a boss capture.
Mm-hmm. And did you throw the wall? Who did the wall?
I did the wall.
Whoa. Like, yeah, successfully? All right.
Maybe totally I'll, expert move there, too.
Maybe I'll do the wall. Oh, one of my least favorite maps. Sweet. Let's do this.
You don't like this one?
No, it's fine. It's been here forever, and I feel like I always end up with it like 3 times in a row for some reason. I don't feel like I get it randomly enough.
It's a good map for Abathur.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good map for me because I have a lot of little places I can hide in.
Sorry, Pajamathur.
Scott, I have an answer for your question about how much money I've spent in Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, how much, dude?
Okay, drum roll, because this is horrible. $379.
Oh, my Lord. Geez.
What?
Wow. Holy shit. I was surprised, too.
Holy
that's
crap,
quite a bit.
Dude. That's the definition of quite a bit.
That's like a new console.
And I've burned through 103,000 gold in skins and heroes and stuff.
That is, you could go buy a GTX 980 for that price.
Like, I've paid for all the subscribers that Warcraft has lost, basically.
That's a good way to put it.
They're like, oh, there's this guy, Gorath. He's buying a whole bunch of stuff. So,
well, that's the one thing we didn't talk about was my theory. Well, I talked about it on the instance, but I have a running theory that Blizzard's publicly has always said, oh yeah, we're just getting more creative and more free with our ideas, and we're having teams do new experiences and Hearthstone this and Heroes that, which is true, right? That's true. That's how they work. But also, that's their way of diversifying and creating financial security in a dying MMO market. So
yeah, because I don't think they can expect to just have World of Warcraft for 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's not going to work. How did Abathur suddenly appear there? How did that work?
I can tunnel.
We're definitely gonna have a Zagara up here. I gave
no one permission to leave. Hey, Al, you left the game?
He'll be back.
I guess Ben decided he didn't need to be here.
Yeah, like, forget it.
I like the way they handle people leaving the game, though.
Oh, look at you.
There are a ton of guys down here, so don't know if that's going to benefit us.
Yeah, I got 2 mid as well, so we might want to get someone from top to come to one of the other lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come down, seeing as I don't know if Ben is actually back or not, so...
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are you... I don't know what happened there.
That's cool that they let you back in. I love that that's a thing. Night will fall soon. I hope you're right. Yeah, I am desperately alone down here.
Hey, I'm on top of you, Scott.
Yeah.
Watch out for that Abathur backdoor, though.
Yep.
Ah, the Abathur backdoor.
Good old Abathur backdoor.
Abathur backdoor 3 is my favorite of the series of films.
Bird, if you play passive, I'm just going to try and get a gank down spot.
Sure.
Oh, that's why, you know how you know Gorath spent a bunch of money? He's riding around on the freaking, what do you call
magic
it?
Carpet.
The magic carpet, yeah. That's amazing.
It was a slow burn. You know, you play every day, and you're like, maybe I'll get that. That looks good.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one morning, and you realize you have an addiction.
Yeah, that's a problem, but also kind of an awesome problem, to be honest.
Okay, there's at least 2 of them up top.
Okay,
Ben's gonna die.
Yep.
Oh boy, this isn't good.
Hey, you can't, you know, give shields to other people.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Always coming back.
I'm usually pretty good about it, but I almost died. So.
Okay,
oh,
Diablo's
you got
on his
him.
Way down right
nice
now.
Nice job. Oh, there's Diablo.
Run.
Coming.
Right wing's coming. Just leave him alone.
I'm out of mana. Damn it. I'm literally out of mana.
We're low, and we need to get the seats.
You know what? I'm going to die. I will soon have a lot of mana.
Oh, they have an Abathur, too.
That didn't go well. Guys, I'm chat room, I'm still learning this character. Give me a break. Let's see.
Oh, back
oh,
out.
We're going to
go down.
Yeah.
Whole team is there, basically.
You guys are going to... Yeah, are we going to fight it out down there? You want to go up top? I guess we want to...
No.
Be,
okay. Too close. It might be good to go to the path of least resistance if we all move top and let them they insist on being on the bottom. That way,
do we want to go for the top boss so we can get some seeds?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do we all feel about seeds?
you know,
seeds every day.
As a seed lover and not a hater, I think this is the right place for us to be and what we should do. Don't let him gank any of those seeds. I hate that. Boy, you know that Illidan's good for getting seeds, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets around.
Can I kill Abathur things on the ground? I can.
You can.
Bala is up here with us somewhere.
Uh-oh, here comes Chodehead.
Bala, also known as Chodehead.
Also known as Chodehead.
All right, be careful. We're going to get...
We got Diablo behind us.
Yes, we do. Oh, we got
you
everybody.
You need me down
here.
There? I'm coming.
Al, I tried it. I was on cooldown, dude. Tried to bubble you.
Nope. I'm not even going to participate in that. There's no good business going on
there. Yeah, we're going to lose that fight. Oh, shit. Shit, they ganked me. This is a good team. I feel like we are up against it. I am displeased with my performance. I played
all right, well, let's focus on getting some camps because they've got a lot of healing.
Yeah. They're heading there too.
Oh, they're
heading there too.
They're trapping people.
Yeah.
They're just looking to. They're basically looking to get picks on us.
All right, let's get these guys.
That was not the ability I meant to use.
They're
okay, there's
done.
A Nova in there. Chase them off.
Oh, I just saw Diablo check us out.
And they really just want to get kills, like.
Yeah, they seem to be in gank mode, which is probably we should be doing this is the way to take advantage of it.
Yeah, because they're basically wasting time not getting experience at this point. And we need to catch one of them out. When they're all grouped up like that with Brightwing hanging around, it's a lot harder for us.
Yeah. You want to get this other camp of theirs?
Yeah. Oh, they're there.
Diablo's over there.
Oh, it's just no, it is Diablo.
There's a single Vala up here right now, it looks like.
Can you taunt her?
Oh, she's like, got Abathur helping at this point.
They are bloodlusty. Yeah. They want to fight.
Alright, I'm gonna head mid and soak up more experience there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Tower down, gate down.
I'm a pig.
Yeah, we know.
Oh. Alright, I'm backing out.
Revendon, that was meant for you.
Oh, sorry.
No, I targeted me.
Oh, that shield?
Because right when you walk past me, I hit it.
I do that all the time on him. If somebody moves in just the right way.
Yeah, it's kind of obnoxious. Oh, hello, Diablo. All right, I think get out of there. Get out of there. Come here, I'll give you a thing. There you go. All right, I'm going to get out of there.
Thank you for the shield.
You're welcome.
Oh, jeez.
How's the back door going?
Good job.
Good.
It's a little rough. Could use some lube. Oh, what? Oh. All right, kill this shit. Uh-oh, Diablo and his crew. Well, they really want to come.
Are we playing a different game here?
I should.
Scott's not really into this game.
This Leisure Suit Larry is pretty good.
All right, I'm going to get the Terror.
Yeah, we need to.
You're
getting them right there.
Don't know what to think about. I'm a squirrel, I know that. All right, let's go down to. Let's get the big boy down here.
Watch out, Vala's in mid lane. So just beware, like, watch your behind.
So to speak.
Yeah. Like that passage behind you there.
Damn it.
She might want to sneak behind.
Yeah, they're pissed at me right now.
I am going to place some plants.
They're pushing bottom, by the way, guys.
Okay, we'll get these seeds and then we'll head that way.
Everything anyone says right now sounds porny to me. It doesn't matter what. We need more seeds.
Is anybody grabbing our garden?
I've got it. I'm already working on the.
They don't dare do wall, stuff. Guys. I just don't. Oh, he had a little turn there, did he? Oh. Where is he going?
Enjoy your canceled ult.
Oh, it's still
How
got...
did you get that? Was there splash damage on that?
I think it is actually somewhat outside of the circle, but it still impacts you.
I swear they're doing some weird trick with this. Why is he backtracking?
I don't know. I feel like he's up to no good.
Well, he's like wasting his time.
Oh, I'm a giant flower. Get out of there. Shit.
I'm a pig.
I would like that isolated, Scott, if you could. I can't even begin to tell you how many uses I might have for that.
You got three chasing you guys.
Yeah.
Burden, come give me a hand with this.
I'm getting out of there as fast as I can.
You can do it.
Remain vigilant.
Can you, like, keep them busy? No, you guys aren't nearby anymore. Okay.
I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Abba, if you can reach us, we could use just a little bit of damage.
Where are you? Up here?
At the garden, Terror.
Yeah.
They're gonna collapse on us in a second.
I'm heading up there now.
Yeah, Scott and I are on our way.
Oh. Yes. Not cool. Still the seeds there. Oh, get out.
Did they steal seeds?
Oh, yeah.
They did, but we actually have a Terror. They've got nothing, so we're ahead. I'll pick it up when respawn if you guys want.
Do you guys want? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want these guys real quick? I don't know if anyone else is down here.
Just be on the lookout because they're all in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually taking the other camp. So
I'll go get our
take that camp and run away.
Yeah, we're getting out of there. Okay, we're heading forward.
What lane do you want me to push with the terror? You want me to go mid?
Oh, no!
What the hell?
No, you should, like, what you should do is like, go, yeah, start with mid, put the plant, and then go to another lane.
Okay, they are in gank mode USA right now. There's a reason why they're not leveling past us with all these team kills, though. They're not caring about XP otherwise. Maybe that's a strat that works. I don't know.
Looks like they're pushing top, too.
Yeah, I'm right behind you, Borat.
All right, let's get this Vala. She's out.
Oh, I forgot my thing. What's my thing? Basic attack, slow. That's what I want. Right. Yeah. I hate their giant mutated mutalisk or whatever it is.
I'm going to head bot lane.
Okay.
Yeah, they got Brightwing and Nova down here.
Oh. Run away because you're gonna expire soon. Try and get, if you can, run to mid and try and get one more plant procced in their fort.
I got Nova.
Down.
Killed the fort.
I killed Nova.
Nice.
I'm helping, guys.
Why are you just standing there? Learn how to play the game.
You remember that?
I do remember that. That, along with healing milk and chocolate, are my three favorite things. You getting crap for that is the funniest thing ever, I think. Uh-oh.
All right, change my time. Get ready for it.
All right, look out.
Focus, swallow.
Completely stunned.
Focus, swallow.
Dead. Nice. Dead.
Right wing.
Dead.
I'm getting shot by the turret.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I'm still alive.
Oh, Gorath, sorry. I should have given that to you.
Nope, it's okay. I made it out.
I threw a shield on
him. I'm not going anywhere.
Right things, right time.
You took one for the team, buddy.
Yeah, I held all three of them. They all felt the need to shoot me a lot. So I'm okay with that.
Look at this all hearthing back at once. Dude, I want the magic. I want that Hearthstone card mount they're making. Flying around on that thing. Way to market, Blizzard.
If we can do some clearing in the north lane,
okay.
We can get our... they've got something going on over there. I don't know what it is.
It's an Abathur piece of shit thing.
Yeah.
It's a back Jordan. Door.
Not for long.
Follows with the mid.
It's some of that Abathur bullshit, as I like to put it. Twice
ball heading top.
All right, Al. We going...
Camps?
Yeah, looks like they're taking all of them. Oh yeah, we better get all this. Let's do up top since there's more of us here. The Vala is the only chicky poo I see anywhere. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Clear that out like a bad sinus infection.
Is that a saying?
Okay, they're gonna try to corner us in here, is my guess.
Yeah, Brightwing and Vala are top, so they're.
There's Brightwing. Okay. Ooh, shit. Here, I'll shield you. Oh, I'm not gonna get it. Gorath shield.
Sorry.
Diablo's heading north right now.
Into the terror?
Yeah, right.
There's Diablo. Oh boy.
They're converging on that north tower. Or north boss.
We're out of there.
Still behind.
Oh shit. Damn it!
Nope. Run, Ben.
I feel like there's a target on my back.
Well, your name is Gurb.
And I'm smushy.
Ben, let's get some mercs up here.
Okay, on my way.
Game two, pulling out the boar chief.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Where are you?
I do like Maradin a lot, too. I need to play him more. Did Meriden get a lot of play in the Heroes of the Dorm deal? I don't remember.
No, I saw him maybe once or twice.
I only saw Thrall once or twice, too. A lot of Jaina, who I still don't feel comfortable with. She just dies.
Let's
like
see
paper.
If we can get this south.
Yeah, Diablo
boss.
Right by us.
The light of justice dawns once more.
Okay.
They're coming towards the bottom boss. If everybody can kind of diverge down here, we can get a team fight.
Heading down. Executor! I'll talk like him for the whole game. That's alright.
Alright.
Oh, come here, dude. I'll, here you go. Have one of those.
Ben, back out.
Thank you.
Oh.
I got pigged.
Come on. Are you freaking kidding me?
Got her.
Finally.
Right wing's a real pain. After you take him out, we should recall because of the Garden Terrace pushing.
I'm kind of terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant that, but I liked it.
What?
I said I'm kind of terrible, and you said yeah. Hey, nobody's down. Nobody.
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
Didn't think you meant it. There's nobody's by this terror. Should we care or no?
Yeah, we need to take that thing out.
Oh, because he's walking around like a jackass.
Watch out, Nova's.
Yeah, I just saw her over there. Focus on me
in the
her.
Neighborhood.
Some Nova bullshit.
Take out that plant if you can.
Working on it.
Got it. Dead.
Found Nova.
Okay, focus Nova as soon as she appears.
Dude, they are pissed at me.
Good. We gotta screw those guys. Who cares what they think?
Oh, he's. He almost found me. Brightwing was right next to me before
Brightwing
he transferred
came back.
Before he transported.
Ugh, I need health, something fierce. They're gonna go after that other creature. Golem thing. Alright.
Oh crap, I'm getting
no.
hit. I've died.
Diablo found me. So the whole bottom lane is clear for you guys.
Do we want the golem?
They're at the bottom guy right now.
Yeah, we need that. We're gonna need that chair, but we need to all be up.
Oh yeah, I didn't see you guys. I'm not paying attention to who's dead here.
I see you survived another night. How wonderful.
Executor! Funny little elf man, I'll follow you.
I like that Muradin has become funny little elf man.
That's some more Abathur shit.
They took a second Garden Terror.
Oh gosh.
Oh, all with
all right.
Back out. Let's get to a semi-defensible spot.
Like behind this gate?
Like behind the gate.
I like it. I like where your head's at. I like what you think.
Nova's there as well. Be careful.
Hey, the gate's gone.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Oh,
nope,
shit.
Nope, I'm done.
Damn it!
I ran right into Nova's little thing.
A lot of good that did me.
You know, in retrospect, I should have backed up 10 feet and got some life.
Hindsight.
I'm just such a noob with what's his name?
Tassadar?
Yeah, I think I'm okay with him. Yeah, like yesterday, I was doing really well, and then I'm. You know, these guys are obviously just.
You have a silencing arrow up. Is your ulti up still down?
No, I used it to try to take out the terror.
We're gonna get chocolate in a minute. Oh, dude, you are so. That is so badass to watch that. I still think he runs like an idiot, though. They have a pretty good Diablo. It's kind of part of our problem. The Diablo fairy dragon combo is kind of rough.
Yeah.
I find that to be formidable. Gorath is like, I thought I had enough health. Damn it. Go back and get some more.
Yeah. No, it's better than waiting 60 seconds for a full health bar.
Yeah.
So
we were this far down yesterday in a game I was in. We came back.
Oh,
and
crap.
Won it.
I'm dying.
We literally came back and won it. I don't know how, but we did.
Diablo, we have a chance. If we can have kind of a decent... whenever the seeds spawn again, we might be alright.
If we can win a team fight, too, we probably could just push. But...
Yeah, we win a fight. We kill all five of those guys. Oh man.
Let's try and stick somewhat together. That way, if we get in a team fight situation, we're ready for it.
Meet up near these, except for Abathur, who just stands there and doesn't help. Just kidding.
That's a joke. There's one of them. Yep. There's two.
Dude, there are two. Two of them are down here fighting my guys. So, if you want to do one, they're headed over now. Bright Wing's down here, killing the minions. He's headed to your team fight right now.
Got caught by that fire.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, that team fight?
Yeah, that didn't work. That didn't pan out very well.
It's all Abathur's fault.
Way to throw it on
poor Abathur. What are you talking about?
Where were you? I didn't even see you there.
He's dead.
He's been
exactly.
Dead.
Oh, well.
I don't know what you want from me, man.
It's just a warm-up. It's a warm-up match. We got this. Actually, I'm surprised they're not pushing right now. What are they doing? Oh, they're getting seeds, yeah.
They're getting seeds.
Kind of uncontested seeds, I might add. These golems full of seeds? They're,
Watch out, Abathur. Vala's a bot. She's coming for you.
Oh, no. Get out of there. Your pajamas are giving you away. That's such a weird... It's such a weird idea in this game.
Well, we got Terrors left. That's about it.
Okay. What do you think? What do you want to do?
Want to descend on the top?
Yeah. I guess.
It's a guess as to where they are. Let's go top.
Let's go top.
Sure.
There, I've marked it.
Thanks. I didn't know where I was going otherwise.
I know, right?
That was a waste.
What'd you do? What'd you waste?
My finger was on the wrong key, and I wasted my ultimate.
Yeah, they've got a Terror. Now, if we're able to get enough seeds for a Terror, we should all defend except for the Garden Terror. Push, maybe, or all push?
That's a hard call. We don't have enough anyway.
Damn it.
All right, well, that makes the decision for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get these guys. Get the bruisers while we're up here. Executor, I'm here to kill your camp, and then you'll reappear magically and fight with us.
Should just grab every camp that we can?
Or what we might do, why don't we all just go bot and push the lane?
Okay.
I like that.
Push the core.
Okay.
All right, everybody, we're going bot. Bright Wing's down there right now. But...
I got Abathur. Whoops. I got their Abathur.
I was paying attention to the map, and I walked into a garden hole, so I apologize. I'll be right there. I am sorry, Executor. I'm in a garden hole.
I think you guys might have down? Groundhogs.
Yeah, we're all bot down here with you.
They're pushing our core right now.
We're pushing their core.
Yeah, their core's getting pushed. Push it hard. We actually can do this, you guys.
Oh, shit! Watch out! We
could actually do this.
Guys, back.
Don't let her do that. Don't let her do that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Look. Oh, they're going to get it. Damn it!
No!
Close, oh,
that
though.
Was a cool final one, though. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, dude.
Dude, we almost did it. So that's what I'm saying. This game is insane.
If you guys come down to the bottom lane sooner, I think you could have had that.
Well, yeah, Gorath, you had the right idea. We just... Yeah, we should have done it sooner. I mean,
executed at the wrong time.
All right, how'd we do here? Just the stats. Oh, Scott, 6-6 is shit.
Well, it's better than my 6-7.
All right, we're going to swap out to
my
boy. I
didn't do half bad for a level 3 Muradin that didn't have all my talents yet.
Dude, okay. How did I do most hero damage? How is that possible?
I don't know. That's not good. That seems bad. That seems
hey John,
bad that the guy that sits in the back and does mind control stuff didn't have the most damage. We're not going to let you down this time, Pajama Man. We got this.
Okay. All right.
Who's everybody switching to? All right.
I'm going Thrall's balls.
John, you take Sylvanas. You're better than I am.
I'll take Sylvanas.
He means you're better at Sylvanas. He doesn't mean you're better than him as a human being.
Oh, well, I mean,
he'll hear what he wants to.
You're better.
Six
than
of
me.
One, half dozen of another.
Gorath.
Yes, sir.
Look at the skin money you spend, man.
The skin money?
Yeah. You can tell he spent almost $400 because every awesome skin, every cool thing. I'm in awe. I need to love this game that much. That's what I need to happen.
Plus, he's playing Nova. He looks like a shiny new Apple product right now. Like he just looks like he's made of money.
Yep. Except holding a super scope.
That is really cool.
Gorath is like, who needs food?
Yeah. Who needs food when I have neon hair Nova? I've seen you do things with Nova that put the fear into Hitler himself, so I feel good.
Yeah, that's why I went Nova, because, you know, when you lose a game in Heroes, you immediately want to restore the balance of the universe by winning the next game.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you get. And she's my comfort pick.
Ah, someone else on Twitter agrees about my Ultron robot lips.
Ultron robot lips?
Shouldn't what? they shouldn't animate robot lips. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, what is that? Why is that?
I don't know. Somebody was arguing with Tom, or somebody was arguing with me saying, "Listen, why don't you or why not? Well, like, what else would you do?" And I'm like, "Just have like a throbbing light in his mouth that brightens up every time he says a word. Like something.
Make him like Kit."
Yeah, but having it all like emotive and lippy, come on. Yeah.
How else is he going to give robot kisses?
That's a good point. Well
said. He could do robot Eskimo kisses.
Also, I don't like that he was basically the Joker in that movie. If you think about it. Trying to be funny, just wants to watch the world burn. Total anarchy, blah, blah, blah.
The thing with the arm was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was all right. That was pretty good. No, I think he was excellently cast. I just think the characterization was like too jokey and not. I don't know. I don't know what I expected. The trailer made him say, you know, there are no strings on me. Blah. I'm super serious and angry, and I was sold a bill of goods. And he ended up being a little bit goofy.
I mean, he was somewhat created by the internet. What do you expect? He's a walking, talking contradiction that.
With animated lips.
I'm surprised he didn't just generate cats at random.
Yep.
So does James Spader have just like one speed of how he talks? Because it's just like.
Yeah, I think he'll quit. He'll leave the set if you make him do anything else. He'll say, that's it. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of here. I was in 16 Candles. I can't take this shit from you people. Did you guys notice on this one, the only hero in this whole thing? Oh, no, there are two, right? No, there's one. It's Murky down there. That's it.
There's Murky. I thought there was another one.
Well, there's Indiana Jones up there.
Harrison Jones.
Harrison Jones up there.
Yeah, he's not a hero yet.
Not yet, but you know he's going to be.
Murky's not looking too good, though.
Murky looks like a Zora from Zelda.
But you know that if they put Harrison Jones in there, there's got to be like people in the legal department of Blizzard that are not sure you should do that.
Yeah.
You know? You have to pay.
Oh, you know what Murky looks like right down there? He looks like Steve Buscemi.
Oh my gosh. But as like a Simpsons character.
Yeah, going, you shot me in the face and you're on the way. Oh my gosh. I want to see Fargo now.
That's your friend in the wood chipper there.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh,
I love that. The TV show Fargo, right, Scott?
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm way behind. It's something I meant to watch. I heard it was great. Blah, blah, blah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
It's quasi-sequel.
So much good TV. So much good TV.
Also, don't you think Captain America should have taken less heat for telling people not to swear than Tony took for creating the end of man, almost, by creating a robot that wanted to kill everybody? Seems like
I know. He got off pretty light.
Yeah, he didn't take much heat for that. That kind of bothered me. But then, whatever. It's fun. It was a good time. I didn't hate it. I just have some issues. Oh, yeah, I'm Thrall. Totally forgot. All right. Seriously, I was like, all right, I'm going to... Whoa, where's Psionic Storm? What the hell? Where do we want to be? Does it matter? Let's go down low.
Ammo
This map doesn't matter. You can jump to top in like 5 seconds, 5 feet.
Oh, we got some Nova on Nova action.
Oh, my.
Whoa. The question is, did he spend the money for the fancy skin?
Yeah. Was it Scrub Nova?
Look at my little turtle head sticking out.
Oh, what? You're not playing Abathur. It's cool.
So does Abathur just send this little train dude down and he fights like a minion? Is that the point of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like extra minions, really. Whoa, how'd you show up there? I don't get how your guy works at all.
He's also kind of, it's also kind of a disadvantage because it's also how your opponents can find you.
Yeah, it's like a trail.
They're smart, follow the trail of
trains.
Ugly looking bugs.
Hey, they're cute little trains.
Oh, I don't have the right horse.
Oh no, your whole game's gonna be thrown off.
Sorry guys, gotta wipe this one down, try again. My bad.
Expect kill two of them to get, by myself. Yeah, I don't think they're good. This is a good sign.
Yeah, this is, yeah. We almost got a couple hits here.
Alright.
Oh, boom!
Got him! See you later, sucker.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter this early, but still. It's exciting.
Hey, it's something.
It's something.
It's XP.
It's XP. I really like the Abathur stuff. That's very helpful.
Tyrael's headed bot. Care.
Tyrael's coming down here? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not like what's going down.
I'm going to get a little refill. Hurting on mana. All right. Tyrael.
Looks like Tyrael's leaving the building?
I mean, you're a nice guy and everything, but...
Ruh-roh.
Okay, they're chicken of me. They keep running when I don't do anything, so I think...
They fear me. They fear the Pajamathur.
They fear They fear the Pajamathur, they fear the horde, the leader of the damn horde. All right, give me my gems. I want my gems.
Sylvanas and company behind you.
I'm turning in. Okay. I'm turning in. I'm going to get these eight in before things get weird.
Yes, good idea.
All right, bottom has nothing but me and Eric.
Yes.
Zangief. That's a stupid name. It's my
is
least...
that a player's name, or are you just randomly yelling Zangief?
That is a form of Tourette you don't want.
I just yell Street Fighter characters all the time.
Hadouken.
Oh, I'm tearing these guys up. I don't know if they're just bad or I forgot how good Thrall is.
Thrall is your main.
Thrall is my main.
Plus you have Abathur on top of you.
And, oh yeah, I got a little Abathur on top. That's how I like my. Hey, we are way ahead on Jimmy Gems. I think we're gonna win this game. I don't know why. I just got a feeling. I really need more mana.
I need mana.
Okay.
I can still get my orc hunter still says I need mana if I type /oom, which is great because he hasn't had mana in like two expansions.
Mana. Come help. Help me.
Help me.
Oh.
Hey, John.
I could have had him. I did not see him, dude. I was scrolled. Damn it.
No, it's fine. I probably should have called it sooner.
No, my bad. I would have totally had him. Yeah, I'm hitting them with one lightning blast, and they run. So I don't think they're not confidently playing, and so I think that's...
Hey, if we can get a good takedown going up here, Malfurion keeps trying to turn in 10.
Okay. I'll come up. They're being total pusswhackers down here. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, obviously they're whacking pusses.
Yeah, that is what they're doing.
Focus, Nova.
Hey, keep this Abathur on me, will you? Who, Nova?
Sorry, Muradin.
Got him. Nice.
I'm going to go get health. Nope, I'm going to die. Nope, he ignored me. What a dope.
Get Zangief. Zangief.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm good. goes Nova.
Devil kill.
You got a Vala right in the shrine area,
if
too.
If you guys are ready, I'm about to send spiders. Oh, good. Stop.
You're chasing.
Yeah, we got spiders
coming
now.
I had a dollar for every time someone
got that
at me.
All right, what are we doing here? Okay. Push middle?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, we got a lot of resistance here, but that's okay. Let's do what it takes. Do what we got to do.
Oh, they got everybody mid.
Yeah, that was bad. Maybe that was bad. Should we go down?
Yeah, let's get behind this wall.
Look, Rigger wants to play.
All right, let's go down.
All right.
I just feel like I have better chances here.
Just watch the, when they get done mid, they may follow bot.
Yeah, my guess is that
they won't get pinched.
I'm gonna go top. See if I can help soak a little bit. Right now it's just Malfurion.
Malfurion!
It's great, I have a talent that, like, shields all the minions, too.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Follows MIA.
Learn how to play a game, man. Just standing there. It's not the first time I heard somebody complain about that. Maybe Blizzard has to make it more clear that there's a guy doing cool stuff down there or something.
This guy will not move. It is okay.
Yeah.
Where do you think you got your hat from? Come on, guys. Oh, Vala's on the other side.
Yeah, she is, but she's a huge puss.
Well, that means you got a whacker, right?
Yep. Oh, you piece of garbage. Give me that. Get that. We need visibility. Kill the,
Boom. I think my minion should be able to pick up gems. I don't know.
I do, too. That's a cool idea. Hey, we got to tell June before this becomes official.
No sippy for you.
Oh, we got a red girl behind you.
Almost had Vala.
Head out, Scott.
I'm getting out.
Malfurion again.
I'm out.
Now right. I'm just killing him so much, it's just not even exciting. I'm like, oh, there goes Malfurion.
That was a good push. Let's turn in any you got, and then...
Rhaegar's coming for us.
Probably ought to get that.
All right, I am going to turn in because I have 17.
Yeah, do that. We're turning in 14, 6, and 5.
That's like a big number.
Yeah.
That's like a million gems.
That's like a million gems. Okay, we were going to kill Zangief. King Zangief is dead.
I keep wanting to have him yell like my prize money, but that's not even Zangief.
No, it's not. It's not him at all.
I feel bad. He might be like level 8 or something. New player.
Yeah, he could be. That's alright though. A little smack never hurt anybody.
Well, don't feel too bad. I'm like level 12.
Okay, we are 5 away from Spider.
Oh, I got 2. I'll go turn those in. And John, you got 3.
Okay.
Here, let these minions take the heat. Ooh, hello.
Spiders! Oh.
Zangief!
Get Zangief. And him. Oh, see, yeah. My ultimate pays off occasionally for me. Shit, he blew up on me. Good job, everybody. Good
Look
job.
Look at all those sad lost gems.
Feeling like myself again. Whoops, wrong. That's the other problem is you play another character where Q is not a thing you would normally fire a lot of, and then go back to a character where Q is a thing you do fire a lot of, you start mishitting keys, and that's bad.
Yeah. I did a switch where I was playing Sylvanas all morning, and then I went to Thrall, and I started walking up and standing right next to towers, because I was used to locking them.
They are mad at me.
You always make players mad, I've noticed. It's your thing, dude. And I love it. Piss them off.
You just want to take the boss?
Yeah, let's take
We're
boss.
We're like 4 levels ahead.
Yeah, we'll totally take boss.
Let's do it.
You got this.
Hey, can someone go and turn in so we do this simultaneously?
Oh, good idea. Go in there, number 7.
We need 5. slow down the damage on this guy.
Oh, shoot.
Turning in right now.
All right, you got it.
Malfurion's here.
Ah.
Hold on.
Dance around this guy. Hell. Oh, Al, don't
die.
All
right, just don't take. Okay. Just don't cap it.
All right.
They're not going to know.
Okay, I'm going to stay here for a minute.
Turning in.
Health really quick.
Are you turning in?
Yep, turning in.
Okay, tell me when.
Got it.
Okay, I'm going. Boss is coming right now.
Push top.
Your enemy has destroyed a fort. Come on in and have some soup, young man.
She sounds like an old grandma lady.
Let me spin you a tale.
Let me tell you about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day...
He
was shooting for some gems.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Yeah.
Do you see what's happening there on the bottom?
Yep.
Yeah. Get out of there, all the mage, all the mage, all the mage.
Working on it.
I always hate when that happens. There's just nothing you can do. I think you should be able to line of sight out of that thing. Don't you think?
Oh, totally.
Zangief is no longer with us.
Poor Zangief. His hairy chest is no more.
And we're about to achieve chocolate.
Oh, really? I'm still working on this gate just because I like...
Oh, we're done. It's over.
Symmetry. I like symmetry. No!
That was pretty fantastic.
GGs.
Have we been redeemed?
We are redeemed.
Thank you. All this is for me? What's all in there? Okay. You're the queen.
Oh, look, we just got on.
Cheeseburger, hamburger.
Cheeseburger, hamburger, hamburger, cheeseburger. Oh, they didn't get any takedowns. Zero.
Oh, man.
Wow. Didn't someone die?
I came close, but...
No, nope. Nobody died.
Wow. Man,
did I call Zangief being level 8?
Jeez Louise.
He is level 8. I'm checking his profile. He's actually level 8.
Sylvanas tearing it up, dude. You really are. You're good at that character.
It's his 19th game.
All right, guys. We definitely have time for another one, but the stream will end before we're done. So ready up, and then we'll see if we can get in there.
So looks like Toonhound's on.
Is he now?
But it looks like they're already in a match. So they're in a thing? Match.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get them another time. I was famished.
Cheeseburger.
That was a hell of a victory.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
I almost feel a tiny bit bad. But only a tiny bit.
I think that's the first win that I've actually had with you, Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we've had a lot on... Well, yeah, that's true. This is like our fourth match is all.
Wait, is Raynor wearing Reaper from Overwatch's shirt?
Yeah, it kind of makes him look like the Punisher, too.
Mmm. I'm so hungry.
Dude, you okay over there, Scott?
I'm so hungry.
He's really enjoying that cheeseburger.
Wait, he's eating meat?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, no.
No, meat's fine.
Oh, okay.
No, meat's fine. Actually, most things are fine. It's overdoing it. It's not fine.
Okay.
So like, if I sat here and I ate like six tacos, that'd be bad.
Because you don't sound like you're overdoing it at all.
Oh, I don't know why I'm so hungry.
3 hours of video gaming, man.
I know.
Tough.
This show does take it out of me. I get so tired and hungry when I'm done.
I get done and I wander around my apartment like I just got shelled.
Yeah.
It
feels like that a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like unlike any other thing I do, I feel that way. I don't know.
It's kind of a marathon. It's a fun marathon.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That would be cool.
What would be cool?
if we somehow ended up in their match, Eric.
No, they're already in playing.
That happened to me once, though.
No, I know. I was with you.
Oh, yeah, you were with me.
Yes.
We got worked.
Yep. And then Scott posted that Vine.
Yep.
Oh, John was showing me that replay, though. He did some amazing things on that match.
Oh, yeah. Was that the match where we... No, that's not the one where Dills barely got that boss steal. I don't remember that when that was, but that was amazing. I guess it was when he played with us.
Yeah, I remember that, the boss steal. That was insane.
I think that was a...
Oh, I saw that.
I think it was team versus team, wasn't it? When they had a crazy... boss deals going on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
It was on Sky Temple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the middle Sky Temple boss.
I think we ultimately lost that match, but we were so happy about the boss steal that we were okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were. That was our... Basically, we won because of that, but we lost because of the traditional rules.
Yeah. Like, if you want to be a stickler about it, we lost the match. But if you want to be awesome,
All right. Sorry, chat room. I'll quit eating. I know it's gross. I'll go mid.
All right. Who do they got? They got a Rainer, a Tyrael, a Malfurion, a Falstad, and a Sergeant Hema.
They've definitely got a more traditional team than we do, but...
Well...
We got a team that has spirit.
Yeah.
What do they got?
Couple
in
of
a team and a team who doesn't like to play healers.
Yeah, yeah. They have a couple healers, I guess. Don't they?
So I'm going
to party at
bottom.
The Watchtower.
Party at the Watchtower. Why does everyone fight over that in the beginning of this game? That's so weird.
You can sometimes sneak in an extra... You can get an early kill. Oh. An early takedown.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I guess they have the Watchtower at this point, so...
Well, we got a first stab down here.
Sergeant Hammer.
Alright, I'm on my way mid. Gerp.
I like to stand just outside of Sergeant Hammer.
If anybody wants to join me down here, it's only Falstad down here. They want to do a pick.
Whoops, I didn't mean to hit retreat. That was a glitch.
Yeah, I know, I do that all the time too. It's so close to the Hearthstone button. Yeah,
it seems like, oh, retreat! Like, anything.
I got greedy.
We'll be in the middle of a team fight, and I'm the only one that needs to leave, and then you call a retreat, and everyone retreats, and you're like, no.
Top, first, bottom, middle, what do you want?
I want it all.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna go up top and see what's happening.
Why don't we? Yeah,
we got Rainer. No one's up here. And Sergeant Hammer at top lane at least.
Oh, we got Hammer. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going.
We're
mid.
Both on our way. So,
should I go mid or top? Where am I going?
We've got top pretty well handled.
Oh, he's coming back. He's. He can take us.
Yeah, he's. He's ranging way out of range. He's being an idiot.
Oh, I got two down here in mid.
Oh, he's almost dead.
Guess I'll head top.
What are you? Oh, you're Rainer now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Freaking hate Falstad. He's a real dick.
Okay, mid.
Okay, get out of there. Oh, Al. Sorry,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's okay.
If GURP could have healed you with GURP's healing touch, he would have.
My jump was on cooldown.
All right, they're not even close to being done down here, so let's take this away. Oh, shit. I got caught in a goo.
Yeah, they're all going to come down, so we need to get a...
Shit, GURP.
Ah, Sergeant Hammer.
You know, when played properly, and that usually means a good team backing him up, Sergeant Hammer is a serious threat.
Yeah, they're also really ahead on levels. We need to soak. We're missing Hokuto's amazing, like, just sit in a lane soak ability. Or at least I am.
You're missing that backdoor Abathur, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little concerned about Backdoor Abathur at first, but then once I had it, I thought I kind of liked it. And...